Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege. Defend your rights at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. The goal of the current wave of pro-Hamas protests is very simple. The goal is not to protest in favor of Palestinians, of course. If it were, protesters would have been out in the streets for the last 20 years pushing for Hamas's ouster, since Hamas was stealing literally billions of dollars and using it to build terror tunnels and rockets. And they were killing anyone who opposed them. The goal isn't even to make a political point, really. Politicians may try to translate the obviously pro-terrorism and anti-Semitic messages of these pro-Hamas protests into political speak. They try to make it about a ceasefire or negotiations or a two-state solution. But that's not what these protests are about. These protests are about intimidation. It is that simple. The size and virulence of the protests is designed to intimidate. This is why the protests aren't generally calm or peaceful. They are generally rowdy. They are very often violent. They involve assaults on police officers and on Jews unlucky enough to fall within arm's grasp. Yesterday, a pro-Hamas rally in New York City, for example, ended with a pro-Hamasnik hitting a Jewish man in the head with a chair. This, of course, is not a rarity. Hate crimes against Jews are up over 200% in New York City. The pro-Hamas protesters will descend on the Museum of Tolerance, an irony almost too thick to believe, in order to assault Jews and reporters watching a compilation of Hamas's atrocities in the Gaza envelope. All of this on the eve of the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the kickoff of violent Nazi atrocities against Jews in 1938. Here's what that looked like. You can see people screaming, Free Palestine, trying to beat people up as they enter the Museum of Tolerance. Museum of Tolerance, by the way, is right on Pico Boulevard. It's in one of the most Jewish areas of the city. And pro-Palestine protesters, pro-Hamas protesters, showed up to try to beat people up. Of course, we've seen these tactics all over the world. Protesters attacking police officers in London, defacing historic statues and putting the keffiyeh on Ben Franklin, climbing the walls of the White House. We've seen protesters chanting openly for the slaughter of Jews, calling openly for the destruction of the state of Israel itself. On campuses across the nation, Jews have been surrounded, pushed around, threatened. Here was UCLA yesterday, my alma mater, where one woman screamed, "Beat that f***ing Jew," as protesters beat up a pinata of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You can see them beating a pinata with a stick. And screaming at the top of their lungs. You're going to see one guy come up, grab the Netanyahu pinata and just start punching it, beating it, while everyone cheers. In the United Kingdom, Jewish students are now afraid to go to class. According to reporter Eitan Smallman, quote, "In Bristol, a Jewish student was told, 'You and your family are money-grabbing, murdering Muslim people.' Another in Birmingham received an Instagram message from a stranger warning, quote, 'May a slow and painful death be granted to you and every other Zionist like you.' A university rabbi also received a direct message on the platform, quote, 'You massacred innocent Muslims. I hope you die, too.' In Warwick, a Jewish student's WhatsApp group was infiltrated by at least three different people bombarding freshers with the message shown to me, including dirty Jewish, Israel got no humanity, and mud ring bags, and Free Palestine." All that was spelled wrong, of course. Over at MIT, last night. According to students there, Jewish and Israeli MIT students were physically prevented from attending class by a hostile group of pro-Hamas students calling themselves the CAA. The administration warned them to clear and get out of the way or they would be suspended. They were not. None of this falls into the realm of politics. It's mere intimidation. It is a show of strength. It is a threat. The idea is very simple. There are millions of us, the Hamas supporters. We are in your streets. We are in your classrooms. We are in your companies. We will say and do anything we like, exploiting your Western weakness. You will import more of us. Your sons and daughters will join us in marching against your values. Your law enforcement organs will watch us passively as we do all of this, and you will do nothing. That's the message. The goal of the pro-Hamas protests and rallies across the West is to make Jews and Western allies afraid. By showing they have no limits, pro-Hamas forces in the West hope to force their enemies into acquiescence. Their goal is to play on the emotions of soft-headed liberals who equate anger with justification, who believe that the angrier the protester, the more that anger must spring from oppression. The only way to relieve that anger, therefore, is to relieve the supposed oppression, to surrender. We're going to get to more of this in just 1 second. First, I wanted to let you know, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at DailyWire.com. Let Michael Knowles tell you about his show.
Hey, Michael Knowles here. As you might expect, I am the host of The Michael Knowles Show. Conservative pessimists say the world can't get any worse. Conservative optimists say it certainly can. Luckily, there is hope and a whole lot of fun to be had at the left's expense. Come check out The Michael Knowles Show at The Daily Wire. You can listen to the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, or Facebook. It is all over the place. You can watch the full show ad-free on DailyWire.com. And don't miss exclusive videos we make on my YouTube channel, such as my woke commercial reviews and the Chaz Funniest Home Videos. We break down everything from Drag Queen Story Hour to the Paris Climate Agreement. So come on over and check out The Michael Knowles Show wherever you get your podcasts. Every Monday through Friday. See you there.
You know, I pretend that I really hate Michael, but it really, it's not hatred. It's more just a strong and intense dislike. You heard it here first, gang. Make sure to check out The Michael Knowles Show. And meanwhile, the West is filled with those who would surrender. The latest example comes courtesy of The Washington Post. Yesterday, The Washington Post removed the comic by famed cartoonist Michael Ramirez. Here is what it looked like. For those who can't see, it is a Hamas member. It is a Hamas spokesperson. And tied to him are babies, an innocent woman. In the corner, you can see a picture of the leader of Hezbollah and Palestinian flag. And this Hamas spokesperson is saying, how dare Israel attack civilians? This, of course, is an accurate cartoon. This is indeed Hamas's strategy to hide behind civilians, particularly children, while claiming immunity. And the depiction of the Hamas figure is based on Hamas senior official Ghazi Hamad, who was most recently seen explaining away the slaughter of Jews and then pledging to repeat that slaughter. Here's what Ghazi Hamad looks like in real life, and here's what he looks like in the cartoon. This is very obviously Ghazi Hamad. No matter, the Hamasniks in the Washington Post offices promptly intimidated the Washington Post into fully pulling the cartoon based on false accusations of racism. Editorial page editor David Shipley said, quote, a cartoon we published by Michael Ramirez on the war in Gaza, a cartoon whose publication I approved, was seen by many readers as racist. This was not my intent. I saw the drawing as a caricature of a specific individual, the Hamas spokesperson who celebrated the attacks on unarmed civilians in Israel. However, the reaction to the image convinced me that I had missed something profound and divisive, and I regret that. Again, it's the reaction that convinced him. It's not the actual content, it's the reaction. The angrier people get at him, the more they must be justified. Zainab Mudallo, a staffer at the Washington Post, celebrated on the company Slack. Mudallo, unsurprisingly, is pretty obviously a radical pro-Hamasnik. Her Twitter feed contains allegations of Israeli genocide and blames Israel for the bombing of the Al-Akhli Hospital. It was Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Her feed contains precisely zero condemnations of Hamas. But the Post caved to her and her allies. They didn't cave to her because of the inherent content of the cartoon. In fact, here's another cartoon that's still up on the Post YouTube page. It is a cartoon that is effectively a blood libel, falsely depicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu punching a Palestinian baby in the face while ignoring a Hamas terrorist. The caption reads, Israel pounds Hamas targets in Gaza. The idea being that Bibi is looking specifically at the terrorist, ignoring the terrorist, to punch and presumably kill the baby. That is a blood libel. It is still up on the Washington Post YouTube page. This is the story in the media these days. They will defend Hitler supporters who hate Israel, but they will dump cartoons that label Hamas terrorists. That is presumably why the New York Times spent its day yesterday defending stringers, quote unquote, who were participating in Hamas's terrorist attacks of October 7th. They're literal pictures of some of those stringers carrying grenades to the actual attack. Mustn't upset the Islamic radicals. And the Islamic radicals know that the spineless media will cave to their demands. That's why rioters invaded the offices of the New York Times yesterday. According to the New York Daily News, quote, a demonstrator set off a smoke bomb as about 30 others breached the lobby, where witnesses said security guards let them briefly chant. One witness said, quote, it was 15 to 20 of them doing the actual damage with a guy taking pictures. The guy would set up his camera, and then they would be spray painting the windows. Here's some footage of what it looked like last night outside the New York Times building and inside of the New York Times building. This is a giant crowd gathered right outside the New York Times building chanting. They also make sure to spray paint a few cop cars with Free Gaza. And where's law enforcement? Why aren't people being arrested? Why has it become open season on cops? They also spray painted a cop car with IDF KKK. Since when is taxpayer-funded property open season for pro-Hamasniks? The protesters who entered the New York Times building claimed against all available evidence that they were invading the Times building because the Times was somehow pro-Israel, which is absurd. The New York Times is the most anti-Israel publication in major legacy media. Saying that the Times is somehow pro-Israel is like saying that Pravda is too pro-American. Now, the protesters know that. They're not all the way stupid. The purpose of their mini-riot was simple. Keep the New York Times intimidated, believing that the anger they're demonstrating must be the result of some sort of oppression. Again, that's how it works in the media. The angrier the supposedly oppressed person, the more they deserve your acquiescence and surrender. Intimidation does work. All of this is reminiscent of the Charlie Hebdo scandal of 2006, when that publication printed a cartoon of Muhammad, the prophet, saying, quote, it's hard being loved by jerks. Amid the massive protests, French President Jacques Chirac condemned the magazine for, quote, overt provocations. Well, you know what that spurred? A bunch of terrorism against Charlie Hebdo. In 2011, the offices were firebombed by Islamic radicals. In 2015, two Islamic radicals murdered 12 people in the Charlie Hebdo offices. The same people who in 2006 were claiming that Charlie Hebdo was the aggressor, by 2015 were out in the streets saying, Je suis Charlie Hebdo, which was a lie. They were never in favor of Charlie Hebdo's speech. They were in favor of weakness. Weakness breeds aggression. The aggressive push because they sense the weakness. This is what we are seeing in the streets. It's why random rallies now feature overt threats to kill Jews. There was one in Florida yesterday.
I'd go right now! To kill you, I'd go right now! To kill you, I'd go right now! I'd go right now!
That's a protester saying, I'd go right now to kill you.
Promise me, I'd go right now for my people. Promise me. I'd go right now for my people. Promise me.
I promise you, right now, I'd go for my people to kill you.
I'd die for my people. You're scared. You're scared.
For his people, he says, he would go to the Gaza Strip and he would kill you. This sort of behavior is absolutely run-of-the-mill at pro-Hamas rallies. This is not a peaceful march. These are not just people who are chanting for a political ceasefire. The intimidation is the point. It is the reason for increasingly violent attacks on Jews internationally. It's why there was an attempted shooting at a Montreal Jewish school yesterday. So, what should the West do? The answer is to be unintimidated. Do not cave in to the radicals. If they get aggressive, they should be confronted. If they get violent, they should be arrested by law enforcement. That is literally the job of law enforcement. If they are not citizens and they support Hamas, they should be deported to countries that better reflect their awful values. No more weakness, unless you want more terrorists, more terrorist supporters, and more dead innocents. Folks, we talk about preborn a lot. That's because we believe in their mission, and we know you do too. Who wouldn't want to help rescue babies and help moms in crisis? Preborn is reaching into the hearts of women by allowing them to hear the heartbeat of their baby. This divine connection could help double a baby's chance at life. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics saves about 200 babies' lives, but it doesn't stop there. They offer mothers maternity clothes, doctor visits, and the help they need to choose to keep their babies. Would you help by supporting Preborn? Your gift of $28 for a free ultrasound could be the difference in saving the life of an unborn baby. All gifts are tax deductible and will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so please be generous. Just dial #250 say keyword baby. That's #250 baby or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. When you save a baby, you're literally saving an entire world. And that's what we believe in the Jewish community. And it certainly is true. You can do that with just a $28 donation. Again, these ultrasounds are life-saving. When mom sees what's actually growing inside her is not a cluster of cells like the pro-abortion side says, when they see that it's actually their own child, they're likely to save the life. Just dial #250 say keyword baby to get started. Already coming up, the weakness of the West is made apparent every single day. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
No butcher.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the pro-Hamas protesters, rioters, backers, all those people are counting on the weakness of the West. The weakness of the West is being made apparent pretty much every single day. All of these talks about how Israel needs more humanitarian pauses. They need a ceasefire, more humanitarian. Okay, so here's the thing. Israel right now, by the available data, is being more targeted in an urban area than literally any army in human history. The actual ratio of terrorists killed to innocents killed is probably about 1-to-1. Now, that's awful. That's terrible. It's also entirely because Hamas's strategy is to hide behind civilians, knowing that if they can get the media on their side, that if they can get the lefties on their side, if they can demonstrate anger in the streets, that there will be an attempt to call off the dogs. There will be an attempt to preserve Hamas in its position of power. That is the goal here. And again, the goal is to intimidate. This is why you have seen a widespread media attempt to pin Joe Biden's personal unpopularity on his support for Israel. But that's not where the data are. The reality is that Biden's support for Israel is quite popular in the United States. The American people do not support Hamas. The reality is that by 84 to 16% in the latest Harvard Caps Harris poll, Americans support Israel over Hamas, and just as many believe that Israel is justified in its response. This is a piece written by Mark Penn at the Wall Street Journal. He was a pollster and advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton. So this is not coming from a Republican who wishes to see Joe Biden win. It's coming from a Democrat who wishes to see Joe Biden win. According to Mark Penn, he says it's true that the 16% who support Hamas include many Democrats, as 18 to 24-year-olds split only 52 to 48 in Israel's favor. But are those Democrats going to vote for Donald Trump, who moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem? In the end, they will come home, as they always do. Bringing home swing voters will take more than Israel policy. Israel ranks seventh among the issues of chief concern to American voters. If Joe Biden can't make progress on the other priorities, he's reduced to running a negative campaign against Trump. But the reality is that Joe Biden's Israel position is actually widely popular. That is why you are seeing these protests grow in size and virulence as they attempt to convince Joe Biden that if he doesn't push Israel off the mark, then they will somehow lead to his defeat. This is why you see Rashida Tlaib threatening that her followers aren't going to vote for Biden. Again, Mark Penn is correct. What are they going to do, vote for Trump? Trump's the most pro-Israel president in American history, bar none. This is why you see Joe Biden's staffers leaking routinely to the media in an attempt to undercut him. In the New York Times today, remember, this is it. The New York Times, we should remember, according to all of these protesters, is a pro-Israel newspaper, which, again, insane. So they printed a story today called Israeli Forces Have Limited Time in Gaza, U.S. Officials Say. Who are these people? Quote, as senior Biden officials push Israel to do more to minimize civilian casualties, General Charles Q. Brown Jr., the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said on Wednesday he was worried each civilian killed in Gaza could generate future members of Hamas. Which, by the way, this is the dumbest argument that you ever hear. It's really a stupid argument. That is the same argument as, oh my gosh, you know, during World War II, if we kill too many Nazis and too many civilians get killed while we're killing the Nazis, we're just going to create new Nazis. It's the most self-serving catch-22 argument of all time. Did anyone worry about this when we were killing everyone in ISIS? We're like, oh my gosh, if we kill too many members of ISIS, you know how many people that's going to radicalize? Millions of people all over the world will be radicalized by us taking out ISIS. That is not the way this works. Again, what creates terrorists is hope of defeating the West. That is why they multiply. When you think that a movement is going to lose, you typically don't join the movement. But according to the New York Times, General Brown's comments offered a rare glimpse of division between Israel and the Biden administration. It came as the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the number of civilians killed in the Gaza Strip showed him there was something clearly wrong with Israel's military operations against Hamas. Now, again, the stats that are coming out from the Gaza Strip are solely from Hamas. Hamas lies about this stuff all the time. They label Hamas terrorists as civilians all the time. Very often you'll see a stat come out. It's like 80 people killed, 70 of them civilians. And it turns out 70 of them were terrorists and 10 of them were civilians. Because it was just a guy who's 18 years old with a gun, but he was actually just wearing jeans and a t-shirt. He's not in uniform. According to the New York Times, however, the level of carnage has deeply shaken Israel and shaped its military response. The longer the Israeli military campaign continues, the greater the chance the conflict will spark a wider war, several officials in the Biden administration said. That, of course, is, again, a lie, actually. If Israel radically escalates and starts going whole hog just to get this thing done with, that escalates the chances of a harsh response. There's been low-level conflict in the Middle East for literally my lifetime, my parents' lifetime, as long as Israel's been around. The only times it is broken into war is when there is an overt feeling that Israel can be overcome. Okay, so the Biden administration, again, is going wobbly. That is not a particular shock, and that is due, once again, to all of the public pressure that's being brought to bear by pro-Hamas protesters and their allies in the media. This presumably is why Joe Biden is out there saying, I've been asking Israel for longer pauses for humanitarian causes. Israel is literally taking multiple hour gaps in the middle of the day. There's lots of tape of this. And they are guarding civilian corridors. It's not Hamas guarding the civilians. It's Israel spending its own blood and treasure to guard civilian corridors so that Palestinians can walk from the areas that Israel is targeting away from those areas and down south. Israel has now set up a field hospital for Palestinian Arabs on the beach in Gaza. Why? Because when they are going, they're going to have to go into Al-Shifa because Al-Shifa Hospital has been Hamas's military headquarters for literally two decades. When they do that, they're going to have to move sick patients from one place to another. Hamas, meanwhile, is just waiting for Israel to kill them so they can brag to the cameras about it. But here is Joe Biden doing this silly routine about how Israel needs longer humanitarian pauses.
Did you ask for a three-day pause to Netanyahu?
You know, I've been asking for a pause for a lot more than 3 days. Yes.
Did you ask him to pause for 3 days to get the hospital out?
Yes. I've asked for even a longer pause for some of them.
Okay, but if Hamas is not actually going to release the hostages, that's just allowing them time to regroup and rearm. The only reason he's doing this is, once again, the Biden administration is trying to play it both sides. They're trying to say, yeah, we're pro-Israel, yeah, we're backing, and it's true, they are. And at the same time, they're simultaneously undercutting that by claiming that Israel is violating human rights, which is not true, by claiming that Israel needs to do more to protect civilians, even though Israel is doing more militarily to protect civilians than any army in history, including the American army in places like Iraq or Afghanistan. Again, all of this undercuts, it actually undercuts the ability of Israel to finish off the bad guys. Now, there is going to be a response by the West to all of this. That response is slow boiling. When it comes to a head, it's going to be really ugly. Already coming up, the West is noticing that it is honeycombed with Hamas supporters. There's going to be a backlash. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So at some point, the West is going to experience a backlash against the fact that they imported literally millions of pro-Hamas people. And that's starting to happen already in Europe. It's going to come to a head tomorrow in London. So London has seen hundreds of thousands of people protesting in the streets for Hamas, screaming about how Israel should be obliterated, screaming anti-Semitic slogans, firing fireworks at officers, defacing historic statues, attempting to deface the cenotaph, which is a central monument to the dead in World War One, and then it was extended to World War Two. Well, tomorrow is Armistice Day in London, and again, they're expecting a giant pro-Hamas rally. The goal of that is, again, intimidation, and it is expected that there is going to be a fair bit of controversy, maybe some violence, because some of the people who are going to show up to counter-protest are people who are attempting to protect those monuments. One of the people who's come under fire is Suella Braverman. She's the Home Secretary. She's excellent, Suella Braverman, by the way. I mean, she gave a speech at AEI recently all about the failure of the West to take stock of the people entering the country. She's totally right about this. Well, now she's under pressure because Rishi Sunak is thinking about maybe dumping her. She wrote an article accusing police of bias in allowing the pro-Hamas protests. She claimed that some senior officers apparently play favorites, and apparently the Prime Minister didn't sign off on all of that. Downing Street says it is still investigating how the article containing an inflammatory comparison between pro-Palestinian mobs and marches in Northern Ireland was sent to the Times for publication. Sunak is not firing her yet. She claimed that mob protesters were largely ignored by officers, even when clearly breaking the law. That is 100% true. I mean, you can see it happening in real time. And we have tape of it. We have protesters literally firing fireworks at officers in London, and the officers doing nothing. And meanwhile, telling people who are holding British flags, they can't put their British flags right there. We have video of police officers in London arresting people for saying that pro-Hamasniks should be deported. And meanwhile, you have pro-Hamas protesters who are intimidating, breaking windows, doing what they do. So naturally, all of the controversies about Suella Braverman noticing, this is the way that this insanity works, is that Suella Braverman noticed, and that means that she's bad. According to the UK Independent, Rishi Sunak is under pressure to sack Suella Braverman after she defied Downing Street by publishing an article accusing those police officers of bias over protests in support of Palestine. But that's not what the protests are about. My friend Douglas Murray has pointed this out. If you actually look at the tape of the protests, this is not a quote-unquote pro-Palestine protest. It is a pro-Hamas protest. That's why they weren't protesting against Hamas 5 minutes ago. Everyone understands that even if you're an advocate of the two-state solution, which again is fantasy land, given the fact that the Palestinians themselves are incredibly radicalized and have no desire for a two-state solution. But even if you were a fan, you would be in favor of Hamas being gotten rid of. But nobody is actually talking about getting rid of Hamas. So it is very, very likely, actually, that there will be some sort of conflict. The Royal British Legion has defended pro-Palestinian demonstrators' right to protest amid a furious row over whether a rally should be allowed to go ahead on Armistice Day. The Royal British Legion has urged protesters to be peaceful and show respect as mourners flock to London this weekend to remember war dead. In a statement, the Armed Forces Charity said the British Armed Forces play a vital role in protecting the rights and freedoms of everyone in UK society, including the right to protest. We are not aware of any protests during the RBL remembrance events. We hope events can go ahead over the weekend without disruption. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Apparently, the latest pro-Hamas march through London is due to take place not only tomorrow, but they've now mapped out where exactly they're going. The six organizing groups behind the demonstration had faced calls from the Met Police to postpone their march on the grounds that it would clash with remembrance services. So first of all, if you have a march that you know is going to clash with the remembrance service for fallen soldiers in the UK, that should say something about the marchers. That should say something about the marchers. If they were marching for peace and love, there'd be no clash with the possibility of people who are marching to remember war dead. I mean, it's pretty obvious the orientation of many of these marchers. The Mets commissioner, Sir Mark Rowley, ultimately decided to give the march a green light. The laws created by Parliament are clear. There is absolutely no power to ban protests, said Sir Mark. He added the marchers had shown a complete willingness to stay away from the cenotaph and Whitehall and have no intention of disrupting the nation's remembrance event. We will see if it goes quite as they think it is going to go. Meanwhile, Marine Le Pen, over in France, is beginning to gain more support because of this. The simple fact of the matter is that France, which has an extremely large Muslim population, the Muslim population of France right now is about 3.4 million Muslims. It's about 5% of the total population. Pew Research Center predicts that the Muslim population will rise to between 8.6 million, which is about like 12.5% of the country in 2050. This is one of the growing threats that people are perceiving because, again, their entire district of Paris that, again, is very controversial to say, but it's reality. These are no-go zones. People leave them alone. The police do not want to go in there. The same thing happens in areas of London, by the way. There are certain precincts where the police just do not want to go. In fact, under the high migration scenario that Pew Research estimates, they say that the percentage, here would be the percentage of Muslims in the EU by 2050 under a high migration scenario. 30% of Sweden, 17% of Norway, 15% of Finland, 20% of Germany, 18% of France, 20% of Austria, 17% of the UK. Okay, those are very, very high numbers. Because again, a huge percentage of this population, as we are seeing from these protests right now, is not in fact assimilating to Western values. Even under a lower estimate, those are big, big numbers. And so the blowback has begun. And you're starting to see right-wing parties who are gaining credibility because of this. So Marine Le Pen, who is the leader of the National Rally Party, originally founded by her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen. Jean-Marie was a pretty vicious anti-Semite. Marine has not been, at least in policy or practice. And so Marine is trying to now join. She again, was in a runoff for the leadership of the country in the last election cycle. And she is now joining in an anti-Semitism rally, like to fight anti-Semitism. Because the case that she is making is that France has imported too many radical Muslims, which, of course, actually happens to be true. According to the Associated Press, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has set off a cacophony of criticism over her plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France. Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend that Sunday march. Le Pen has said she and her national party rally party also will be there. The party's current president, Jordan Bardella, said in an interview he doesn't think Jean-Marie Le Pen is anti-Semitic, a remark that revived the link between past and present. Government spokesperson Olivier Véran said Wednesday that Marine Le Pen's party does not have a place at what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But he said everybody is free to show up. Again, one of the things that's going to happen, as you see a rising level of radical Muslim activity in the West, you are going to see parties like Marine Le Pen who are going to start seeing electoral victory. That is a thing that is going to continue to happen. Because it turns out that eventually, the weakness ends. Eventually, people in the West get tired of this sort of stuff. And the blowback is extremely real. It'll be fascinating to see what happens tomorrow in London. It'll be a very good early indicator of just where the West is going if the current status of weakness toward radical Islam continues. Okay, meanwhile, Joe Biden is continuing to have serious electoral problems. We'll get to those in just one moment. First,
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Okay, so Joe Biden is having trouble on a number of fronts. The media are trying to chalk it up to the Israel-Hamas war. That is not why he's having trouble. In fact, his approval ratings are basically stagnant. They've been stagnant for quite a while because he's not very good at, you know, the president thing. I'm looking at his approval ratings right now, and what you see is that Joe Biden's approval ratings right now, basically the same as they were, you know, back in like July of 2022. Nothing has really changed. He's been pretty stagnant. The reason for that is because there are a bunch of boiling problems. One of those problems continues to be illegal immigration. In fact, tape emerged yesterday. This is not going to be good for Joe Biden. Tape emerged yesterday of illegal immigrants on their way to the United States. And as they were marching, they were cheering Joe Biden's name.
Biden! 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 Biden!
that's every Republican attack ad from now until the election. It's just young men. I mean, it's entirely young men there, right? Not a lot of women and children in that crowd. These are the supposed refugees, and they are cheering Joe Biden's name. When you connect that to the fact that the illegal immigration is so bad that Texas literally had to this week absorb land in the Rio Grande in an attempt to stop illegal immigration. According to the UK Daily Mail, the Texas General Land Office announced in April state troopers could clear out two islands near Eagle Pass. 5 months later, Land Commissioner Dawn Buckingham added another in Fronten as part of Operation Flattop. Texas pointed to old maps that claimed the islands in the middle of the Rio Grande were always part of Texas. Fronten Island is the largest and measures about 170 acres. Once full of lush greenery, it has been stripped to dirt and lined with barbed wire in the past week. Why? Because the illegal immigrants were showing up, and then they were using this as the launching point to cross the Rio Grande. Fronten Island, known as the single most dangerous spot on the southern border, is cleared to patrol, Buckingham tweeted on November 1st. Lieutenant Chris Oliveras told News 4 San Antonio the reclaimed islands were mostly used for illegal border crossings. He said, "We see the influx of illegal immigrants coming across. They would use those pieces of land as a refuge." Not just Mexican migrants either. Data from the Department of Homeland Security showed thousands of Chinese migrants illegally crossed the Rio Grande by way of Mexico in 2023. By the way, they're terrorist threats who cross the Rio Grande too. It turns out that when you can't actually clear people who are crossing the border, you have no idea who they are. Cartel soldiers have been crossing the border using these islands. So Texas literally had to claim islands in the middle of the Rio Grande just to clear them of the possibility of being used for illegal immigration. Meanwhile, in your latest horrible illegal immigration crime story, Jazz Shaw reporting over at Hot Air, this week, ICE managed to arrest an illegal immigrant from Honduras in Virginia. He was charged with felony rape by force, threat or intimidation, abduction by force, and assault on a family member. That's bad enough by itself, but after digging into this dirtbag's background story, it becomes even worse. This is the third time he has been arrested on similar charges, and yet somehow he keeps winding up back on the streets. They know where, when, and how he got into the country. How many more like him are lurking out there? Apparently, he entered the United States on an unknown date at an unknown location. He was not inspected or admitted by an immigration official. He was previously arrested by Border Patrol near Roma, Texas in June 2021. He was then given that famous notice to appear before a DOJ immigration judge. And then he just absconded. He was later arrested in July 2023 by the Herndon Police Department and charged with felony rape by force, threat or intimidation, abduction by force and assault on a family member. So he's been in the country since 2021. He was detained at the border. He was told to show up in court. And then he just went and did like a series of violent crimes. There's a lot of this going on in the United States. If you want to make Donald Trump president, this is a great way to do it. And Joe Biden has been facilitating that. Meanwhile, when it comes to the economy, it is clear that Jerome Powell really has no tools at his disposal. He really doesn't know what to do at this point. The fact is that the economy continues to run hot, despite the fact that the interest rates are now up well above 5%. If it continues to run hot at this rate, the inflation is going to continue. Not only is the inflation going to continue, wage price spirals are going to continue, which means you feel poorer tomorrow than you did yesterday. Even if the rate of inflation is decreasing, inflation itself is still increasing, which is why yesterday Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated that the central bank would not declare an end to its historic interest rate increases until it had more evidence that inflation was actually cooling. According to the Wall Street Journal, price and wage pressures have eased recently. Powell is disappointed, however, because he thinks that the Fed is more likely to tighten policy than ease it if any change is warranted. He pointed to earlier inflation head fakes, past episodes in which price pressures ebbed for a little while before surprising Fed officials by picking it up again. He said they would monitor economic conditions closely to avoid both the risk of having been misled by a few months of data as well as the risk of having raised rates too high. So those interest rates could be going up anyway. And by the way, if you're looking for a new mortgage, again, we have not actually seen the bubble burst yet. Because the mortgage rates are so unbelievably high, people are not actually selling their houses. Because they're not selling their houses, that means that there's no inventory. Because there's no inventory, the price has not yet dropped. There will come a point here where people start to lose their jobs and can't afford their current mortgages, and then you are going to see a serious real estate bubble burst. I will say one thing for Jerome Powell. I was very amused yesterday. Jerome Powell was confronted by protesters. Protesters started trying to interrupt him, and he dropped an F-bomb. Here's what it sounded like.
GDP growth in the third quarter was quite strong, but like most forecasters, we expect growth to moderate in coming quarters. Of course.
Jerome Powell, by refusing to treat climate change like a systemic risk,
thank you.
You are putting us at
thank you very much.
Disaster.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Thank you. Just close the door. Close the door.
At least that, by the way. I will say that I am enjoying the spectacle. There are some people who are now treating protesters with precisely the scorn they deserve. I got a hat tip here to John Fetterman. I know, these are words I never thought I would say. John Fetterman has been absolutely stalwart against ridiculous pro-Hamas protesters. He's papered his walls with posters of the kidnapped by Hamas. Yesterday, he walked through a pro-Hamas protest line holding an Israeli flag. And then when they asked him about, when they started chanting him, he said, guys, I've got brain damage. I don't even know what you're saying. Amazing. Amazing. So, like, points to John Fetterman. Again, words I never thought that I would say. In just 1 second, we'll get to the state of the U.S. Senate come 2024. So Republicans have been losing a series of elections. It's been really bad. But they now have a possible breakthrough in the Senate come 2024. We'll get to that momentarily. First,
hey, everyone. This is Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley with Georgia Howe.
We co-host Morning Wire, the daily news podcast created to bring more balance to the national conversation.
We give you the news you need to know in 15 minutes or less without the mainstream spin.
Join us and get the facts first with a new episode every morning.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Daily Wire Plus, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Already coming up, Joe Biden has a serious problem. Instead, Joe Manchin is not going to run for re-election. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally. The best, not just the spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, has now announced he is not going to run for re-election in the Senate. And actual good news for Republicans, Joe Manchin has now said that he is not going to run for re-election in the Senate in West Virginia. West Virginia is a very, very heavily red state. West Virginia, in fact, is the state that voted most for Donald Trump in the last election cycle. Yesterday, Manchin said that he would not run for another term in West Virginia. He's 76 years old, but that doesn't mean that his political career is over. As we'll see, he may even pose more of a threat to Joe Biden than just that. His term ends January 2025, which means, of course, that he is going to, his seat will be up for election in 2024. Here he was announcing yesterday that he would not be running for re-election in the state.
After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate. But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together. To the West Virginians who have put their trust in me and fought side by side to make our state better, it has been my honor of my life to serve you. Thank you.
Okay, so Manchin out in West Virginia. What does that mean? It means Republicans pick up one seat. Remember, the Senate right now is split 51-49, Democrats to Republicans. So that seat flips. Now you got a 50-50. So that means Republicans have to pick up one more seat. Now, here is the thing. There are zero Republican senators facing re-election in purple states, in states that Trump lost in either of the last two presidential elections. There are six Democrat senators who are facing re-election states in states that Trump won in at least 2016 or 2020. So in purple states, six senators up, zero Republicans, all Democrats, right? Six of those senators are Democrats. So what exactly do those races look like? Well, they look, unless Republicans blow it, which Republicans have a magical way of doing it. I mean, I have to say, I'm astonished at the unbroken chain of Republican failure over the course of the last 6 years or so. In Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema announced that she was going to run as an independent. That is because the Democratic Party basically undercut her because she was making too many deals with the other side, having too many conversations with Mitt Romney and the like. Well, that has now opened up a three-way race between Kyrsten Sinema as independent, Ruben Gallego as a Democrat, and Kerry Lake, presumably, as the Senate opponent in Arizona. Now, Kerry Lake just lost the gubernatorial race over there. It is quite possible that she would even lose in a three-way race, that Sinema would pick up some of the moderate Republicans, and that she'd pick up some of the moderate Democrats, and that she loses, but Gallego somehow sneaks in. That's going to be a very hotly fought race and an uncomfortable one for Republicans because Republicans have decided in Arizona to just more cowbell is the solution, apparently. Meanwhile, over in Michigan, Democrats have a seat. It's been vacated by Debbie Stabenow. She's announced her retirement. She was reelected in 2018 with 52.3% of the vote. Depending on who Republicans nominate in Michigan and the moribund state of the Michigan Republican Party, they could theoretically win a seat there. It's going to be difficult. Michigan, again, the Michigan Republican Party is currently bankrupt. They don't have any ability to take out debt, is my understanding. And not only that, they've had a history of nominating candidates who just wildly underperform in general elections. But that's only two states. Here are the other states. Montana is a traditionally red state. John Tester is seeking re-election in 2024. He won in 2018 with 50.3% of the vote, but he's going to be on the ballot, presumably, at the same time as Trump in 2024. So running in 2018 as a Democrat in a Republican state, not quite the same thing as running at the same time as a Republican president, who in Montana should have some coattails. So you could easily see Republicans picking up that seat. So that would give Republicans a 51-49 majority. In Ohio, Ohio's still a swing state, kind of, sort of, but Ohio is deeply red. Trump won the state widely in 2016 and 2020. Sherrod Brown is looking for re-election. He won in 2018 with 53.4% of the vote. So Sherrod Brown is a much more formidable candidate than probably John Tester is in Montana. However, is that a seat the Republicans could win if they don't run somebody terrible? Sure, that is definitely a winnable seat. Again, it's going to be a presidential year. Pennsylvania, Republicans look like they are actually going to run somebody good this time. That presumably would be Dave McCormick, who's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania. Democratic Senator Bob Casey is looking for a fourth term. He was reelected by a wide margin in 2018, but the state seems to have gotten closer along these lines, and McCormick is a good candidate. In Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin is up for reelection. Again, she won widely in 2018. The question is whether Republicans will select somebody who is sort of more middle of the road in Wisconsin in order to win the seat, or whether they get out the vote in wide margin in 24. Is really the question. So Trump's going to have coattails. Even if Trump doesn't have coattails, Republicans have a very good shot of retaining the Senate. However, if Trump does have coattails, Republicans could theoretically walk away with 53, 54 seats in the United States Senate. So that's the current situation. That's very bad for Joe Biden and the Democrats, obviously. All right, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Anti-Israel protesters have shut down Grand Central Terminal. Their reports arrests are coming. Some have already taken place. Officials say they hope to resume service around 11:45 tonight. The Cornell University student accused of making threats against Jewish people will not get out of jail before he stands trial. A federal magistrate on Thursday denied bail for 21-year-old Patrick Dye. The judge said the violent anti-Semitic threats Dye's accused of making and his reported struggles with mental health issues reminded her of the profiles of some past mass shooters. A new poll shows a deep divide among Democrats over the president's handling of the Israel-Hamas war.
The poll found 50% of Democrats approve how President Biden has navigated the conflict, while 46% disapprove. And the two groups diverge substantially in their views of U.S. support for Israel. Biden's support on the issue among Democrats is down slightly from August, as an AP NORC poll conducted then found that 57% of Democrats approve of his handling and 40% disapproved. Nearly 7 in 10 Democrats approving of Biden's management of the conflict think the U.S. provides the right amount of support to Israel currently. Of those who disapprove, 65% say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel. I'm Norman Hall.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's announcement he won't run for re-election is throwing the door open to speculation he may run for the White House.
Manchin and the group No Labels have been making overtures to each other for months, and that has many speculating his decision not to run for Senate in 2024 could really mean a third-party bid for the White House. That means a host of new worries and strategy sessions for Democrats as they seek to get Joe Biden re-elected. Not to mention the impact Manchin's loss will have on his party's efforts to hold on to their slim majority in the Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Zachary, God has chosen you to have a son.
The greatest story ever told is now an epic Christmas musical for the whole family.
I won the mother fund.
You are in danger, Mary.
Starring Fiona Paloma, Milo Manheim, Lecrae, Joel Smallbone, and Academy Award nominee Antonio Banderas.
This child, what is his name?
Jesus.
Journey to Bethlehem, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters everywhere now. Soundtrack also available. Get tickets now at journeytobethlehem.com.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
96-year-old Korean War veteran Earl Meyer is still waiting for his Purple Heart.
Earl Meyer remembers being injured in June 1951.
And they started dropping mortars on us, and that's when I got hit. I didn't even feel it.
But more than 70 years later, the Minnesota man is still waiting for the U.S. Army to recognize his injury and to award him a Purple Heart Medal. Meyer says he's provided the Army with documents, but few men in his unit who would have witnessed the battle have survived. An Army review board in April issued what it called a final rejection of Meyer's request for a Purple Heart, citing insufficient documentation. I'm Donna Porter.
The Maryland Zoo's 15-year-old African bull elephant Samson is recovering from a strain of an elephant virus known as EEHV. The zoo announced Samson survived a different strain of the same virus when he was 5 years old and was the first elephant clinically diagnosed with the infection at the time. News and analysis at townhall.com. A man in Georgia is facing charges for threatening to kill Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Sean Patrick Cirillo is accused of calling Greene's office Wednesday and saying he planned to shoot the lawmaker next week. Police say the suspect also threatened Greene's family. He was taken into custody and is charged with using communications devices to make threats. Hollywood's months of labor unrest are coming to an end. Speaking to reporters, Screen Actors Guild President Fran Drescher says the industry deserves credit for conceding.
And I want to thank the AMPTP for recognizing the gravity of this historic and seminal negotiation and meeting the moment.
Cantaloupes are being recalled in several states due to concerns of salmonella contamination. Arizona-based Sophia Produce, which operates under the name True Fresh, is recalling the produce. There have been no reports of illness related to it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. I talk about them every single show. Why haven't you just gotten a VPN yet? At ExpressVPN right now. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Republicans are on a giant losing streak. They're on a losing streak for two main reasons. First, Republicans have disconnected themselves from data. Second, Republicans have embraced the performative over the substantive. First, the Republican disconnection. Feedback is the only way to course correct when you're doing anything in life wrong. If you refuse to adjust to the data you receive when you take an action, you're likely to continue making the same mistakes over and over and over. And yet Republicans have decided that data are our enemy. Not that data ought to be questioned and examined and taken with a grain of salt, all of which is true. Republicans have entirely obliterated the feedback mechanism. Republicans very often seem to believe that the echo chambers that we've created are some sort of reality, that the Republican perspective represents a sort of silent majority, that the more extreme the rhetoric expressed, the less public support received, the more silent the majority. The problem isn't disconnection, it's that nobody will express their support for the Republican position, which is what they actually believe. Now, that may be true on certain issues. The Parents' Right movement is a great example, a broiling undercurrent of dissatisfaction that broke out into the open in Virginia in 2021 that polls weren't quite capturing. But it isn't true overall. Republicans have now created an unfalsifiable thesis. When we do something that's kind of unpopular, it's probably actually still popular because polling doesn't matter. And as it turns out, the other form of data feedback, elections, those don't matter either. That attitude has been reinforced over and over again by Donald Trump. Because Trump won in 2016, despite the data, Republicans correctly inferred there were systemic problems with the data. And that was true in 2016. But then Republicans concluded that all data were not merely to be taken with a grain of salt. They could be disregarded entirely. And that was particularly true with regard to Trump. If Trump won, it was because the data were wrong. And if he lost, the data were still wrong and he had won. When Trump won in 2016, it's because the data weren't to be trusted, which was true. And when Trump lost in 2020, it's because the elections weren't to be trusted. This is why Trump can keep getting away with losing. The Republican Party is the de facto party of Donald Trump's leadership until somebody else wrests it away from him. That's how politics works. Under that leadership, Republicans have won one election and they have lost five. Trump's favored candidates have fared uniquely poorly. His chosen RNC chair, Ronald Romney McDaniel, has presided over an unprecedented losing streak. The problem isn't primarily the data itself. The problem is the Republican belief that data no longer can even be used as an important input in the political system. That's reason number one that Republicans are losing. Then there's reason number two. Republicans are so frustrated with our institutions that politics has become largely performative. As Yuval Levin has pointed out, our institutions used to shape our leadership class. You went to Congress in order to become a congressperson. You would learn how to do Congress. You became president. Then you were shaped by the office. You grew into the office. Instead, our institutions have now become platforms for more notoriety. That dynamic is reinforced by a commentariat that cheers words and pays very little attention to actions. Saying the right thing, or forget the right thing, the most militant thing, is deemed more important than actually doing the right thing. We've been told by our commentary class that the thing Republicans lack is courage, willpower, than what we have here. Is a Nietzschean struggle between the Dionysian power of the strong and the vast underclass that hem in our strunk-like bull leaders. But that's not really how politics works. Politics is rarely about a lack of willpower. Most of politics is about knowing where the levers are and how to work them. Occasionally, you got a willpower issue, but a lot of the time, it's not about willpower. It's about incentive structure. But Republicans seem to enjoy the losing these days. They've despaired of ever winning again because the odds are so stacked against them. They feel that even if they win, they're still going to lose. The deep state will fight them. The media will destroy them. And here's the thing. Republicans aren't wrong about any of that. But the answer to that is competence, not raging, not screaming, not all caps tweets. Republicans seem to have forgotten that, which is why we treat candidates who make loud noises the same way we treat candidates who actually do things. And since loud noises matter most, and as it kind of turns out, most Americans don't really love loud noises, the problem of performative politics feeds right back into the first problem, the Republican disregard for the feedback loop. In fact, Republicans often treat unpopularity as a measure of virtue. The more people hate you, the more right you must be. Again, that can be true on occasion, but it's a really bad rule of thumb. So, what can Republicans do to win again? Well, first, they can start to look at the data again and course correct. If Americans keep saying over and over and over again in five straight elections that they don't like something, perhaps Republicans ought to take some note. Perhaps they ought to attribute that, not to nefarious forces that they can't control, but to the things that they can, so they can do something about it. Their messaging, their strategy, their unwillingness to stick and move. Second, Republicans can start to do things rather than just to say things. The answer to charges of malevolence, of evil, which is Democrats' favorite charge, Republicans are always either corrupt, stupid, or evil, and they love the evil argument the most. The answer to that charge is overperformance on behalf of the American people. The answer to charges of incompetence, which is Democrats' second favorite charge, is uber competence. Be good at your job. This is what Republicans should be looking for in their presidential candidates, especially because Joe Biden is incompetent. Now, Donald Trump is way ahead of the rest of the Republican field, like way ahead, 40 points ahead. He embodies both of these Republican problems to a T. He disregards all the data. That, by the way, can be one of his charms. He ignores the wags and he does what he wants. Sometimes that's fantastic because everybody is wrong and he's right. But the problem is that if you apply that rule consistently as a rule of thumb, that's a strategy that actually makes defeat more likely. And then second of all, Trump is the most performative politician in American history, which is why so many people dislike him. Trump could theoretically learn from the data. He could embrace his own record because he actually did a good job as president rather than the performative aspect of his personality. That seems really unlikely, which means that Republicans should, at the very least, take a look at the other candidates on the table. That's what the third Republican debate night was supposed to be about. Folks, we talk about preborn a lot. That's because we believe in their mission, and we know you do too. Who wouldn't want to help rescue babies and help moms in crisis? Preborn is reaching into the hearts of women by allowing them to hear the heartbeat of their baby. This divine connection could help double a baby's chance at life. Every day, Preborn's network of clinics saves about 200 babies' lives, but it doesn't stop there. They offer mothers maternity clothes, doctor visits, and the help they need to choose to keep their babies. Would you help by supporting Preborn? Your gift of $28 for a free ultrasound could be the difference in saving the life of an unborn baby. All gifts are tax deductible and will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so please be generous. Just dial #250 say keyword baby. That's #250 baby or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. When you save a baby, you're literally saving an entire world. And that's what we believe in the Jewish community. And it certainly is true. You can do that with just a $28 donation. Again, these ultrasounds are life-saving. When mom sees what's actually growing inside her is not a cluster of cells like the pro-abortion side says, when they see that it's actually their own child, they're likely to save the life. Just dial #250 say keyword baby to get started. Okay, so jumping into the debate last night. Again, I will just point out that Democrats are basing their entire electoral strategy for Joe Biden around Donald Trump being the nominee. Now, they're doing so because the data suggests that Donald Trump is likely going to be the nominee. But they're also doing so because they were able to beat Donald Trump with a dead man in 2020. And what they figure is, yeah, he's a dead man with a bad record, but he's still dead. And Republicans are going to ignore the data, and Republicans are going to be performative. And that's going to allow Joe Biden to retreat to the basement while Donald Trump takes center stage. And so the entire Democratic campaign is going to be rooted in completely the wildness of Donald Trump. You can see that Hillary Clinton, for example, yesterday, she was on The View, still peeved over the fact that she lost to Donald Trump, which, again, God's justice never sleeps. And one of the things that I see in American politics over and over and over again is that everybody kind of gets what they deserve in the end. Now, Hillary Clinton lusted after power her entire life, and then she almost handpicked her opponent. And then her handpicked opponent, the second most unpopular figure in modern American history politically, defeated her. So, I mean, she got what she deserved. That lady will never be president. But Hillary's tactic here is the Democrat tactic writ small. Now, here she is explaining why Trump is bad, and this is why Biden has to remain president.
What, in your view, would happen if he were to be reelected?
Oh, I can't even think that, because I think it would be the end of our country as we know it. And I don't say that lightly. You know, I hated losing, and I especially hated losing to him because I had seen so many warning signals during the campaign. But I immediately said, look, we have to give him a chance. We've got to support, you know, the president we have. And I meant it. And I tried really hard. And then literally from his inauguration on, it was nothing but, you know, accusing people of things, making up facts, denying the size of the crowd at his own inauguration. And everything that I worried about, I saw unfolding. And so I think that he'd be even worse now.
And then she compared him to Hitler. Right, that's going to be the Democratic campaign. The question is whether Trump is going to swivel away from that and say, listen, I was uber confident. Look at my presidency. The stuff I did when I was president, booming economy, peace in the Middle East, a harsh crackdown on Russian aggression. Right? All those things, really good. Is he going to run that campaign, or is he going to steer directly into this thing with people cheering him? That's going to be the question. And that's the question for Republicans. And this is probably why Republicans, you know, might want to take a look at some other candidates. We'll get some more on this in just one second. First,
hey, everyone. This is Daily Wire Editor-in-Chief John Bickley with Georgia Howe.
We co-host Morning Wire, the daily news podcast created to bring more balance to the national conversation.
We give you the news you need to know in 15 minutes or less without the mainstream spin.
Join us and get the facts first with a new episode every morning.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Daily Wire Plus, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, by the polling data, let's be real about this. The debate last night, the third Republican debate, was the undercard debate. Trump has been able to fly over the rest of the field. The entire Republican field right now, if it were a Star Wars cover, is the cover of Empire Strikes Back, a bunch of action in the foreground and giant Darth Vader in the background. Right? Donald Trump is just looming over the entire field like a huge character in a movie poster. And the rest of the field is like fighting with each other in the foreground. That is what this looks like. With that said, should we take a look at some of the other candidates? We should, not only because it is worthwhile looking at all the candidates, but also because it teaches us something about how Republicans are approaching matters of politics in general and what the flaws are. Okay, so the debate opened last night with the intros from each candidate. The candidates who were the most vocal last night, it really was kind of a three-person debate. There were a couple people on stage who nobody cares about, Chris Christie and Tim Scott. The other three people on stage are Ron DeSantis, who's been basically holding position since the beginning of this race. He hasn't grown his share of the vote in any measurable way. He's basically been fairly stable since approximately, I don't know, July of 2023. Right? Since July of this year, he's been stuck at like 17%. He's still stuck at like 17%. Nikki Haley is the person who has seen some growth. She started off kind of linked with the rest of the field. She has now popped to about 14% in the Iowa caucuses, for example. And then you have Vivek Ramaswamy, who is still stuck down at 4 or 5%, but is very, very loud. Right, he's the loud noises guy in this particular race. Trump, by the way, is still up on the rest of the field by like 30, 40 points. Right, in the national polling average, it goes Trump 58, DeSantis 15, Haley 9, Ramaswamy 4, and then everybody else is below 3. Okay, so here was Ron DeSantis. Now, again, as I say, I've said this before. I think that of the candidates available on the stage, Ron DeSantis is the best nominee. Why? Because he's actually competent at his job. He can point out successes in Florida, and he can say, I did the thing. I did the thing is a pretty good campaign slogan. I did it, right? I made my state better. I made my state stronger. That's a pretty good campaign slogan. So that's basically what DeSantis was doing last night. Here he was.
Now, if you look where we are now, it's a lot different than where we were in 2016. And Donald Trump's a lot different guy than he was in 2016. He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance. He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall. He should explain why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp. And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing. In Florida, I showed how it's done. 1 year ago here, we won a historic victory, including a massive landslide right here in Miami-Dade County.
Right. So DeSantis' campaign is basically debunking the second problem Republicans have. If problem number one was ignoring the data, problem number two was performative over substance. So DeSantis has posed himself as the substance guy. In 1 second, we're going to get to Nikki Haley's introductory statement first.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out.
That's beautiful. I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering. From 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Already coming up, Nikki Haley introduces herself to the crowd. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Sponsored by Patriotic Arts.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're going through this third Republican debate. Nikki Haley introducing herself to the crowd. DeSantis introduces himself as the guy who gets things done. Nikki Haley, she introduces herself as sort of the person who is taking data into account. That is really her shtick, right? Her shtick is, I'm looking at the polling. I'm adjusting based on the polling. If you look at the polling, I'm very durable in a lot of the swing states, right? So she's trying to go after Republican mistake. Number one, there's no feedback loop. So she's saying there is a feedback loop. I'm paying attention to the feedback loop. And that is why you ought to vote for me, right? So DeSantis is saying I'm prong two. I do the thing. Haley is saying I'm prong one. I look at the data. So here she was last night introducing herself.
You know, everybody wants to talk about President Trump. Well, I can talk about President Trump. I can tell you that I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now. I think that he put us $8 trillion in debt, and our kids are never going to forgive us for that. I think the fact that he used to be right on Ukraine and foreign issues, now he's getting weak in the knees and trying to be friendly again. I think that we've got to go back to the fact that we can't live in the past. We can't live in other headlines. We've got to start focusing on what's going to make America strong and proud.
Again, yeah, she's the, I see the data, I see what people want, and I'm going to give it to them. And then finally, you have Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek's shtick is ignoring both of those two rules, right? The data don't really matter very much, and the performative is all there is. That is the Vivek Ramaswamy story. I say that because Vivek has shifted his position on every single issue in this campaign multiple times, but he knows what the base likes to hear. And Vivek Ramaswamy is the guy. He's basically a Tucker Carlson tweet come to flesh, made flesh. And you could see it last night. Now, again, I don't disagree with virtually anything that Vivek is saying here. I just wonder what exactly Vivek's strategy is here for, you know, winning a presidential election. So his critiques are right. And then he has no prescription, which is the essence. It really is the essence of performative politics. The essence of performative politics, Bernie Sanders does it on the left, is there are so many problems. Let me tell you about all the problems. There are so many problems, and I hate those problems. They're really bad problems. Those problems suck, man. I hate those problems. Man, I wish somebody would do something about those problems like me. That's effectively what Vivek was doing last night. Now, again, I kind of loved this. When he did this, I will admit, like, again, I'm a conservative. I have a guttural, visceral hatred of legacy media. I think they're garbage. I think they're liars, and I think they deserve every bit of scorn that has been heaped upon them in recent years. I also recognize this has nothing to do with winning an election. This has to do with sort of appealing to the online base. So here's Vivek last night.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023, and I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats, and we've got Christian Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Christian, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ramaswamy.
Because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're
going to
rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor.
Okay, so what he says, that entire critique, again, the critique is largely correct. Right? By the way, when he mentions Ronna Romney McDaniel losing her job, which I've been calling for what, a year at this point, a year and a half? When he says that, he's not wrong. We should point out, by the way, the reason that Ronna Romney McDaniel did not lose her job is because she was supported by Wade Frere, Donald Trump. That is why she's still in her job at the RNC. And then when he says that there should be a debate moderated by Tucker, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk, that's sort of a slightly weird take, given that the only one of those figures who actually has voted Republican any time in the recent past, I assume, is Tucker. And Tucker is, shall we say, controversial on foreign policy inside Republican halls. If you're really going to do that, you'd need an actual diverse base of sort of ideological people. But in any case, the disconnect is between what he says at the beginning, the critique, and then him saying at the end, this is how we get our country back. What, by criticizing the media? I mean, like, again, I'm in that business. I'm up for it. I'm just wondering, is that really? Like, if we elect you president, Vivek Ramaswamy, is your chief goal going to be criticizing the media? I noticed Trump did that a lot, and then he lost. So, actually, what you're actually going to need here at some point is to take stock of the first two problems. Data matters, and performative politics is not going to be the solution. Okay, then the debate moved on to foreign policy, and this was sort of fascinating. There's sort of a tripartite division inside the Republican Party over foreign policy. You've got the very hawkish sort of neocon position represented by Nikki Haley, and then you have sort of middle of the road position presented by Ron DeSantis, and then you have the sort of full scale quasi-isolationist position presented by Vivek Ramaswamy. And these are interesting debates. They really are. The reality is that I think that the Republican Party, to its great discredit, cares very little at this point about policy debates. Because the reality is, we don't know which side of that debate Trump is on. When Trump was actually president, he was kind of a neocon. And then when he's talking about foreign policy, he sounds like Vivek. And then he sometimes looks like he's kind of all over the place. So I'm not sure that policy is actually what the Republican Party is about. Already coming up, the third Republican debate heads into the choppy waters of foreign policy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So, foreign policy broke out at the third Republican debate. They talked about Israel. Both DeSantis and Haley sort of mirrored the same perspective, which is that Hamas needs to get mashed, which, of course, is correct. Here was DeSantis last night.
I would be telling Bibi, finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas. They're terrorists. They're massacring innocent people. They would wipe every Jew off the globe if they could. He cannot live with that threat right by his country. The Hamas should release every hostage, and they should unconditionally surrender. I'm sick of hearing the media. I'm sick of hearing other people blame Israel just for defending itself. We will stand with Israel in word and in deed, in public and in private. And I can tell you, as governor, I actually did something about it.
Okay, so again, that's his pitch. His pitch is I did something about it. That's always DeSantis' pitch. And then you got Ramaswamy. So again, Vivek, he's just like a series of Twitter impulses that are made real. So here he was talking about Israel, and then he suddenly swivels and talks about the American border. Now, I'm a big fan of solidifying the American border. I've been calling for the American border to be closed for years and years and years. In fact, as long as I can remember talking about the immigration debate, I've talked about the fact that the southern border has been basically unprotected. I don't have any idea what that has to do with Israel destroying Hamas. But here was Vivek Ramaswamy trying to connect the two, with the implication being that basically cut Israel loose in the face of all its enemies because we need to protect the border or something, which, again, two disconnected issues. America can walk and chew gum at the same time, as it turns out.
The founding vision of Israel was based on the idea that they don't want to depend on anybody else's sympathy or direction in defending themselves. So what I would tell Bibi is that Israel has the right and the responsibility to defend itself. I would tell him to smoke those terrorists on his southern border, and then I'll tell him, as President of the United States, I'll be smoking the terrorists on our southern border. That's his responsibility. This is our responsibility.
Okay, that is a complete evasion of the question as to what level of material support you wish to provide to Israel, which is the actual question in that debate. And then Ramaswamy went even further. Again, performative. Vivek does not want to be president. He has no intention of being president. Vivek wants to run for Senate from Ohio, or he wants to run for a podcast, or he wants to be in Trump's cabinet. One of those things. But here he was last night going off on Ukraine. And again, I think that a lot of the criticisms of Ukraine's corruption are absolutely true. Ukraine does have serious corruption problems. It has had serious corruption problems for as long as Ukraine has been in the post-Soviet era. With that said, this is some pretty wild stuff here from Vivek.
Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks, the comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, doing it in their own ranks. That is not democratic. More facts for you that you won't hear from the mainstream in either party or the mainstream media. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now, in the Donbas, Luhansk, Donetsk, these are Russian-speaking regions that have not even been part of Ukraine since 2014, that other people probably couldn't name those provinces for you. Those are the hard facts. And so to frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil, don't buy it.
Okay, that is a wild foreign policy stance. I mean, again, Ukraine is indeed very corrupt. I have many, many problems with the Ukrainian government. When he says that Ukraine is basically honeycombed with Nazis in terms of its upper ranks, the government is honeycombed with Nazis, and calls Zelensky the comedian in cargo pants, and when he talks about how the occupied regions of Ukraine, Crimea, Donetsk, Luhansk, that these are Russian-speaking regions, and therefore what? That Russia had a right to seize those regions in the first place? Or when he suggests it's not a battle between good and evil? Well, I mean, both sides don't have to be purely good in order for a particular battle to be between good and evil. And it turns out the invasion of a sovereign country in an attempt to depose the entire country's government on behalf of the most vicious dictator in the region, that's kind of not great. That's kind of not great. But again, Vivek, this is all performative. It's just performative. This is not an actual American foreign policy. No one thinks it is. Here's Nikki Haley taking him to task over this.
I am telling you, Putin and President Xi are salivating at the thought that someone like that could become president. First thing I'll tell you is we all remember what that thug did when he invaded Ukraine. We all know that 500,000 people have died because of Putin.
That's the basic line that Haley took against Ramaswamy. And this turned into even more performative. Basically, anything that Vivek touched in the debate last night became performative. And this is, it's interesting just on sort of a political level to watch the gap between Vivek and the rest of the field. Vivek is playing the politics of performance art. And other people in the field are really not. DeSantis and Haley both would like to be president. Again, I think that they're going to bumper car each other out. I think that the logic of the election suggests that if Haley were able to gain enough credibility that she knocked out DeSantis, a lot of his support would then go to Trump, and then the election is true, well and truly over. It may be over anyway, but if Haley were to knock out DeSantis, again, his 20% does not go to Haley. His 20%, 10% of it goes to Haley, and 10% of it goes to Trump, and the election's over. If Haley gets knocked out, presumably nearly all of her support goes to DeSantis, because a lot of her support base is rooted in not particularly warm feeling toward Trump. But whatever you think of that internal logic, the sort of gap between DeSantis and Haley on the one hand, who actually have been governors, who actually do things on occasion, and Vivek is really, really wide. And you can see this. I mean, last night, Vivek and Haley were going at each other, like with hammer and tongs. He threw out some insults about her wearing heels, and then he made an implication that DeSantis wore heels, which is just kind of very online kind of garbage. But then he went even further, and he went after Nikki Haley's daughter. Is this, guys, like, are we even serious here? Here we go.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Your adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth. The easy answer is actually to say that we're just going to ban one app. We got to go further.
And so you have the candidates calling each other scum and all the rest of this sort of stuff. Like, is that what Republicans want? I mean, at a certain point, Republicans are going to have to make a choice. Because it turns out the American people don't actually love the performative. If there is one message from this debate and from all of politics for the last several years, is that performative politics only works when you are running against Hillary Clinton. That is the only time it works. I'm sorry, maybe the outlier here is not Trump. Maybe the outlier here is Hillary. Is that Hillary was such a damn dislikable politician and everyone hated her for very good reason, that literally any performative politician could score points off of her. From Barack Obama in 2008 to Bernie Sanders in 2016 to Donald Trump in 2016. But that's not actually a case for performative politics as a mode of getting things done. So back to the original message. If Trump is the nominee, or if DeSantis, whoever is the nominee, but assume that it's Trump for a second, he's going to have to go back to the drawing board and he's going to have to actually think about what do the data tell him? What do the data tell him? Because he did lose in 2020, and I would like to see him not lose if he's the nominee in 2024. And he's going to have to go back to what is his record? What did he do? What will he do from here on in? Not the performative, the actual material. Okay, in just one second, again, I didn't like a lot of what Vivek said last night, but what he said about the media is 100% true. The media are absolute hot, disgusting garbage. I mean, like, they are just a dumpster fire of horror. I'll explain why I say that, particularly in just one second first.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
Well, meanwhile, as I've said, when Vivek criticizes the media, honestly, like, I disagree with Vivek on many, many things, but when it comes to his criticisms of the press, they are, if anything, not actually strong enough. So, for example, over in the Middle East, Hamas's friends in the press have now hit upon a new strategy. They're now claiming that Israel is targeting journalists. According to the Washington Post, quote, for weeks, hundreds of locally based journalists in the Gaza Strip have provided the world with intimate views of the devastation on Palestinian lives and homes while trying to find ways to survive themselves and keep their families safe. Yes, we are told, journalists in Gaza are under assault. And it's the journalists who are telling us this. But there is another story here. It's another far more nefarious story. And here's the real story. It goes like this. Journalists in the Gaza Strip are typically propagandists for Hamas. That's how they got in. That's why they've been allowed to operate. Hamas deliberately places these pseudo-journalists in areas designed to shield Hamas military resources. That's how it goes over there. Yesterday, Honest Reporting, which is a 501c3 website dedicated to uncovering prejudice in journalism, ran a pretty damn shocking story. They reported that during the October 7th massacre of 1,400 Israelis and the kidnapping of another 240, Gaza-based photojournalists working for the Associated Press and Reuters, so-called stringers for the major wire service, were present. A stringer is an independent contractor, a person who sort of, on an individual case-by-case basis, is used as a person who does journalism for a particular journalistic outlet. That presence could only have occurred with prior coordination with Hamas. So you had, quote-unquote, journalists who are actually just members, adjunct members of Hamas, taking photos of atrocities, and then the AP and Reuters and CNN all using them as, quote-unquote, journalists. As the Honest Reporting says, four names appear on AP's photo credits from the Israel-Gaza border area on October 7th. Hassan Esleya, Yusuf Masood, Ali Mahmoud, and Khatem Ali. Here's a picture of one of them, Hassan Esleya. As you can see, he's being kissed by an elderly gentleman. That elderly gentleman is Yahya Sinwar. He is the military leader of Hamas, and he's the mastermind behind October 7th. This is a journalist for CNN. It's a person that CNN decided was actually good. Right? CNN decided they would pay this person for his footage. Footage also shows Esleya standing in front of a burning tank during October 7th. As you can see, he's wearing no press vest, no press marking of any sort. He's not a member of the press. He's a Hamas fellow traveler. And he's taking video of it, just like a Hamas member would. They all had GoPros on, right? Here he is, in the middle of the Hamas massacre. This is a journalist. This is a person that CNN calls a stringer journalist for CNN. CNN, when they were informed that they had apparently hired Yahya Sinwar's best friend, released the following statement, quote, "While we have not at this time found reason to doubt the journalistic accuracy of the work he has done for us, we have decided to suspend all ties with him." No reason to doubt his journalistic accuracy. I mean, other than the fact that he is, you know, a terrorist supporter and all, and literally had to know, by the way, that the terror attack was going to happen. Otherwise, why was he there? Journalists don't just stand around on the Gaza border. The only reason, quote-unquote, journalists are there is because they're in league with Hamas. If there is a surprise attack on a particular site, and journalists are there, it's because the journalists knew about that in advance. The other three pseudo-journalists were there as well, prepared to take pictures of Hamas's atrocities. And then the wire services paid them for it and gave them photo credits. Now, this unfortunately is nothing new. The quote-unquote journalists stationed in Gaza either worked directly for Hamas or under the thumb of Hamas. All the way back in 2014, the Times of Israel reported that journalists had been questioned and threatened by Hamas. Photographers who took pictures Hamas didn't like had their cameras confiscated and were kicked out of the Gaza Strip. The Washington Post reported in the same year that Al-Shifa Hospital had, quote, become a de facto headquarters for Hamas leaders who can be seen in the hallways and offices. The Middle East correspondent for the Wall Street Journal actually wrote on Twitter at the time that Hamas used Al-Shifa as a safe place to see media, but then they inexplicably removed the post. When I say inexplicably, we know exactly why they removed the post. If the post had remained, they would have been kicked out of the Gaza Strip. One French reporter printed a story about being threatened by Hamas and then had to remove the story for his own safety. Now these reporters are all claiming that if Israel hits the Al-Shifa hospital, it's not a military site, despite the fact they have all reported over the course of a decade that this is, in fact, a military site used as a prop front by Hamas. So, when you see journalism from the Gaza Strip, just understand, there are no free journalists in Gaza. Either the journalists are living under Hamas's thumb and doing their work, or they work directly with Hamas. As one Spanish reporter said, quote, "We saw the Hamas men hiding behind civilians, but had we dared point the cameras at them, they would have opened fire at us and killed us." So, here's a big question for you. Would, quote-unquote, journalistic outlets like the AP and Reuters use stringers associated with, say, white supremacist groups in order to take pictures at Charlottesville? Let's say that there were a KKK fellow traveler who showed up at that big march in Charlottesville taking pictures. Would the AP have just used them as a stringer? Or are they only willing to use stringers who associate openly with terrorists and voice their support for Hitler so long as they hate Jews and are Islamic radicals? What moral culpability do the AP and Reuters and CNN bear for printing the propaganda of Hamas and its minions? The answer is they bear an awful lot of responsibility. They are making the world a lot more dangerous. They are promoting Hamas's propaganda, and that, of course, is prolonging the war. As usual, that reality is obscured via projection. So, it is Hamas threatening journalists, but we're supposed to believe that it's Israel threatening journalists. Projection is the name of the game in this conflict. Always. It's why we see idiots or moral perverts playing silly semantic games obviously meant to tar Israel with the crimes of its enemies. We see morons making vague statements about opposing genocide from all sides, which is a bit like saying after you watch O.J. Simpson butcher his ex-wife, and then you watch the police arrest him, that you are against violence from both O.J. Simpson and the police on all sides. You gotta watch out for that cruel, horrific violence. Only one side in this conflict is pursuing genocide. It is not Israel. Any implication to the contrary is either idiocy or evil. It's why we see idiots or moral perverts attempting to deflect from Hamas's crimes with talk about Israel's treatment of Arabs in Israel, despite the fact that 20% of Israel's population is Arab, that any Jew who wanders into Gaza or Jenin will be summarily murdered. It's why we see idiots or moral perverts pointing to civilian casualties in Gaza and murdered civilians in Israeli villages and pretending that these are somehow exactly the same thing. The value of every human life is absolutely infinite. That does not mean that the causes of every death are equivalent. For Israel's enemies and for Hamas's most ardent advocates, every single thing is projection. And the press are certainly Israel's enemies, which is why they will hire supposed journalists who work directly with and for Hamas. Already coming up, congressional staffers are walking out of Congress to protest their own bosses. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantle swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So congressional staffers are walking out of their congressional offices to protest their own bosses. Okay, the wages of the evil press coverage, and really is evil. I mean, there's video of that quote-unquote journalist for CNN literally riding on the back of a motorcycle carrying a grenade during October 7th. That is a terrorist that CNN basically hired to take pictures. That sort of propagandistic nonsense has an effect. The moral equivocation, the projection, has an impact. The impact is people who literally believe that is morally acceptable to stand with Hamas. This is why you see congressional staffers walking out of Congress to demand a ceasefire yesterday. Here's what that looked like.
We are congressional staffers on Capitol Hill, and we are no longer comfortable being silent.
We were horrified by the brutal October 7th attacks on Israeli civilians. And we are horrified by the overwhelming response by the Israeli government that has killed thousands of innocent Palestinian civilians in Gaza. Our constituents are pleading for a ceasefire, and we are the staffers answering their calls every day.
Most of our bosses on Capitol Hill are not listening to the people they represent. We demand our leaders speak up. Call for a ceasefire, a release of all hostages, and an immediate de-escalation now. We are gathered here today to mourn the loss of every single, beautiful, and innocent life. We join now in a moment of silence in interfaith prayer for those
They're not. Give me a break. Okay, by the way, you can tell that these are people who don't actually stand by the courage of their convictions because they won't take off their masks. The reason that they're wearing masks, and this is now happening, I was at University of Wisconsin, and some schmuck got up wearing a mask to ask a really dumb question about AI-generated images that the Israelis were putting out or some such nonsense. And the reason they're hiding their faces is because they should be ashamed of the positions that they're taking. By the way, their congresspeople know exactly who they are. You know who your staffers are in Congress. If you're still employing morons who are doing the propaganda work of Hamas, you might want to think about whether that's a good idea or not. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted the House Judiciary Committee on free speech. Again, what lends these people the moral credibility is the media. Hamas is playing a game. The game is, if they can get the media to parrot their propaganda, they can push for a ceasefire. There's only one party that wants a ceasefire here, and it's the party that's losing. That would be Hamas. So here's the disruption yesterday.
Thank you, Chairman Jordan, Ranking Member Nadler, and members of the committee.
Committee will be in order. Committee will be in order.
These sorts of disturbances are happening all the time. All the time. I love when they say this guy's a scientist. Pro-Palestinians does not equal anti-Semitism. Well, no, it's being pro-Hamas that equals anti-Semitism, and that's exactly what you're doing. That distinction between pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas has been utterly obliterated by the movement in favor of Hamas. How many of these protesters are willing to say that Hamas should surrender? The answer, of course, is zero. Zero. They do not exist. Where are they? They won't say it. Why won't they say it? Because if they did, then they would have to admit that Israel is right. And they can't do that. They have to admit that Israel has a reason to exist. They can't do that either. They will never, ever admit that Hamas ought to surrender. Instead, what they'll do is you'll say things like, is Hamas a terrorist group? And they'll go, Hamas is a terrorist group and Israel is evil. Okay, that false moral equivocation is the entire design. They don't have to prove. This has been the game all along. For those who wish to see the Jewish state destroyed, the game all along has never been to prove that Palestinian Authority, Islamic Jihad, Hamas, that these are in any way good, liberty-seeking organizations, or even that the Palestinian people who are in Gaza or in Jenin, that those people desperately want Western-style liberty and democracy. They don't. There's no polling to suggest they do. Zero. Zero. It is evident, that is an evidence-free proposition. They never make that case. Instead, what they do is they say, sure, we'll condemn terrorism, but the real terrorists are the Israelis. That's the game that they like to play. And then that allows them to engage in whatever sort of evil they want to engage in. You saw this at Concordia University last night. Here's one student where the mask is just off. Here she is screaming what she really thinks, which is, this is about the Jews. She's screaming, you effing K-word. And then here are students at Concordia University who are trying to rip up an Israeli flag and starting a physical altercation over it. And the moral equivalence, the moral equivocation that has been promoted by the media here is absolutely vile. It's absolutely vile, and it is what is causing a prolonging of the conflict. It's what Hamas is hoping for. In the same way that the Viet Cong hoped that the media would do their dirty work and eventually undercut American support for the war in Vietnam, Hamas is hoping that the media do their dirty work and eventually undercut support for Israel. That is their entire goal. Alrighty, folks, we've reached the end of today's show. Back here tomorrow with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Grand Central Terminal in New York City temporarily closed, shut down by anti-Israel protesters. Some were shown on social media trying to kick down the doors to get inside. There have been arrests. Same group holding protests across Manhattan tonight. The mayor of New York is confirming the FBI seized items from him as part of a campaign fundraising investigation.
An attorney for Eric Adams says the FBI approached the mayor after an event earlier this week and immediately complied with the request to turn over electronics, phones, and an iPad. Boyd Johnson says Adams has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. The focus of the investigation hasn't been publicly disclosed by prosecutors, but a search warrant obtained by the New York Times indicated authorities are examining whether the Adams campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive donations from foreign sources funneled through straw donors. Meeting with reporters a few days ago, the mayor said he was confident everyone working for him was following the law. I'm Ed Donahue.
The futuristic B-21 Raider warplane has taken its first flight, moving it closer to becoming the nation's next nuclear weapons stealth bomber.
The Raider flew out of Palmdale, California, where it has been under testing and development by Northrop Grumman. The Air Force plans to build 100 of the warplanes, which have a flying wing shape, much like their predecessor, the B-2 Spirit. But the Raider will incorporate advanced materials, propulsion, and stealth technology to make it more survivable in a future conflict.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the plane is planned to be produced in variants with and without pilots. House Speaker Mike Johnson's facing his first big test as he tries to win Republican support for a short-term funding plan to avert a government shutdown. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Now playing.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son. The King of All Kings.
The greatest story ever told. Is now an epic Christmas musical for the whole family.
You truly believe that this child is the chosen one. What is his name?
Jesus.
Journey to Bethlehem. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters everywhere now. Soundtrack also available. Get tickets now at JourneyToBethlehem.com. Quiz.
The U.S. government is facing another potential shutdown if Congress does not pass legislation to fund the government by November 17th. Thursday, House Speaker Mike Johnson pulled two annual spending bills from the floor due to ongoing division among Republicans. Fisher-Price Corn Popper is added to the National Toy Hall of Fame.
It joins baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf
foam toys in the class of 2023. The Fisher-Price Push Toy was voted in by fans as part of the Toy Hall of Fame's 25th anniversary celebration. Baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, and Nerf toys were chosen in the usual way, with input from a panel of national experts. Each year, the Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, recognizes a group of toys that have inspired creative play and enjoyed long-lasting popularity. John Scott reports.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Two Florida sheriff's deputies remain hospitalized after undergoing surgery for injuries they suffered when a man intentionally plowed into them with his car.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says both deputies have a long road to recovery after severe leg injuries in a violent attack. He released a video of the encounter. That's a suspect whose own mother said was acting irrationally, ramming his car at full speed into responding deputies Carlos Brito and Manny Santos, crushed by the front end of the car into a police cruiser, one of them on the ground screaming in pain as other officers try to get the suspect into custody. 28-year-old Ralph Boozy's charged with attempted murder of law enforcement. Authorities say he has a history of mental illness and violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A European company has canceled plans to build blades for offshore wind turbines. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
We know that the trans agenda is anti-truth, anti-reality, anti-science, but that alone is not what makes it so harmful. I mean, flat earthers are also anti-reality, and yet we don't spend a lot of time worrying that our kids will get sucked into that cult. What makes the trans agenda so dangerous and destructive is that the truths it militates against are the most basic truths of all. It seeks to warp a person's understanding of themselves, of their own identity. I mean, it's one thing to have wild misconceptions about the shape of the earth. It's another to have wild misconceptions about yourself, your body, your identity, your place in the world. But the trans cult does something else too, which many other cults before it have done, though none with anywhere near this level of success. It attacks and destabilizes the family. One of the many truths that it opposes is the truth of the nuclear family. It hates the family, because that institution, the family, attests so powerfully to the true nature of the human person and of the two sexes. It also hates the family because children raised in stable families, protected and guided by parents in a loving and sturdy marriage, are much more difficult to reach and indoctrinate. They're not impervious. They're not impervious to brainwashing, but they are significantly shielded against it. A family provides a child with an anchor. He is secure, he's sheltered, protected. The groomers then have to take away this anchor, blow up the family, leaving kids unmoored and unprotected. Vulnerable, like a baby deer wandering through the forest, easy prey for the wolves. This is why the groomers spend so much time and so much effort trying desperately to place this wedge in between the child and the parent. This is why we hear about so many schools that have policies of intentionally hiding a student's LGBT self-identification from parents. And even after all the backlash and outrage over these sorts of policies, Still, many teachers continue to engage in this kind of predatory behavior and brag about it openly. Here's just the latest example from this week.
If you as a teacher have a student come to you and tell you that they are gay, part of the LGBTQ community, whether they are looking into transitioning, anything like that, but they don't want their parents to know yet, the question on the news was, as a teacher, is it your responsibility, or as a school, is it your responsibility to inform the parents of what their child is going through? On the news, they all said yes. It is the school, the teachers, the counselors, due diligence to let these parents know what the kids are going through. As a teacher, I disagree. I did have a student come and tell me this last year that she was gay. She did not want her mom to know, and I respected her wishes.
Now, that teacher, like so many others, wants to have intimate knowledge of a child that the child's parents do not have. This is a classic cult tactic. It's right from the cult handbook. The recruiter of the cult seeks to form a bond with the recruit that supersedes any bond they have with anybody else, including and especially family members. Take that crowbar and pry the child away from the parent. That's the idea. And increasingly, the prying is taking more aggressive and invasive forms, often involving the courts, acting as the crowbar. In my film, What is a Woman?, we heard the story, of course, of a father in Canada who was sent to jail and lost custody of his daughter because he wouldn't affirm her as a boy, for simply insisting that his daughter is his daughter, that she is his daughter and not his son, that the girl he helped conceive and raise still exists. He lost everything. This sort of thing happens frequently in Canada and will become even more frequent with the recent passage of an anti-conversion therapy law, so-called, which declares it an illegal form of conversion therapy for anyone, including parents, to refuse to use biologically incorrect pronouns for a child. If you do that, if you call a girl she and she wants to be called he, then you are now engaging in conversion therapy. It's against the law. You're a criminal. We'll put you in jail and take your kids away. But it's also starting to happen in the U.S. Now, there have already been well-known cases like the Jeff Younger case that you've probably heard about. Even before that, there were cases like one in Ohio, for example, where two parents, in this case, their two parents still married, lost custody of their daughter because they refused to allow her to medically transition into a boy. The judge legally kidnapped the girl and gave custody to the grandparents that she, Judge Sylvia Hendon, trusted would facilitate the child's drugging and mutilation. Now, that happened back in 2018, and it's only going to become more common now as time continues, which means we're going to see more and more stories like that of Jeanette Cooper. Now, Jeanette Cooper is a 44-year-old woman whose tragic tale was highlighted this week by journalist Kelsey Bolar of the Independent Women's Forum. On the IWF website, she tells the story of how Cooper, who's the mother to a 12-year-old girl, also, by the way, a lifelong progressive Democrat, by no means is this like a conservative with an axe to grind ideologically. It's a progressive Democrat woman and mother, lost custody of her daughter because, unlike her ex-husband, she wouldn't affirm her daughter's deluded idea that she was really a boy. Reading now from the article says, Jeanette Cooper never imagined she'd lose custody of her child. The 44-year-old lifelong educator always considered herself a loving and responsible mother to her daughter, Sophia. But when, at age 12, Sophia suddenly claimed to be transgender, Jeanette was skeptical. Sophia had never exhibited signs of gender dysphoria. In fact, Sophia exhibited many more traditionally feminine behaviors and preferences than Jeanette ever had. To Jeanette, it didn't make sense. But Sophia insisted not only that she was trans, but that she was unsafe around Jeanette. What followed was an almost Kafkaesque series of court proceedings and therapy sessions in which Jeanette's ex-husband, lawyers, therapists, and other individuals and institutions supposedly concerned with Sophia's best interests worked to erode Jeanette's most basic parenting rights. Nearly 3 years later, Jeanette can't even visit with the daughter she loves. She lives less than 10 minutes away, but can only communicate with Sophia by U.S. mail, all because she insists that Sophia is a girl. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com. Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
Now from here, we're told the whole story about how Jeanette and her husband divorced in 2015. Now, at first, Jeanette was, as very often happens, was awarded almost full custody of her daughter. She had her daughter 6 days a week. But then one day, at the age of 12, her daughter goes for a visit to her father's, who, by the way, had recently remarried and was now married to a psychotherapist. And she goes for the visit and never returns. The girl announced out of nowhere that she was trans and couldn't live with her mother anymore because her mother's disagreement with trans ideology made her feel unsafe. Now, Jeanette suspects, and with good reason, I'm guessing, that the girl's psychotherapist stepmom has a lot to do with her daughter's discovery of her male identity. There's probably something to that theory, but also I'm sure she picked it up from school. She picked it up from social media. We've heard this story over and over and over again. So many parents with this exact story. Most of the time, they're adolescent girls, but not always. Girls perfectly fine. No signs of gender dysphoria at all. No indication ever at any point in her life that she was confused about her gender. And then one day out of nowhere, just like that, she says, oh, I'm trans. Trans. Now, in this case, the court ordered an investigation of Jeanette to find out if her daughter was actually unsafe around her, because that's what the daughter said. So they ordered an investigation, took 7 months investigating this mother, and found no abuse, no neglect. But they did decide that Jeanette needs to, quote, further her understanding of and support of the minor child as relates to the minor child's gender dysphoria. Translation, she's not on board with the trans agenda, and so she can't see her daughter anymore. And she hasn't. She hasn't had any physical contact with her child for the past 3 years. Now, eventually, and this is where it gets even more sinister, if that's possible. Eventually, she was forced to negotiate a deal, right? And here was the deal that she was given by the court. In exchange for giving up any legal right to see her daughter again, she was assured in writing that her daughter would not undergo a medical transition without her permission or a court order. Okay, so this is the deal with the devil that parents are now forced to make. Give up your rights to your daughter, or we will mutilate her. We will cut her to pieces if you don't give up your rights to her. Imagine being a parent and having to face that decision. And so she says, well, I guess I have no choice. I'm never going to see my daughter again. But at least she won't be mutilated. But the thing is, you know, part of the deal here is that even if you agree with a court order, we can still mutilate her. And we know how easy it is to get the court order. Jeanette points out correctly that murderers in prison now have more communication and contact with their children than she does. But that kind of makes sense in a certain way, because as far as the system is concerned, she's worse than a murderer. I mean, she's a transphobe. That's the cardinal sin. There's an interview on YouTube that Jeanette did with the Independent Women's Forum worth watching. She explains why she rejects the idea that she should simply have, you know, relented and allowed her daughter to take the lead and do whatever she wants. Here's what she says about that.
And what I have been told is to follow her lead, to follow her in this journey. I am not willing to do that. I don't think that is good parenting. It's my responsibility not to hook my boat to hers. It is my responsibility to be a lighthouse, to be something stable that she can see, some guide that she has that will always be there, that is consistent. I still do that today, even though I have no custody of her. I have no medical decision making, no educational decision making, and no way to communicate with her other than by mail.
You know, one thing you can see just watching that video is, I mentioned this is a progressive Democrat feminist, the mother is, and you could tell just by looking at her, this is, you know, she's partially shaved head and the whole nine yards. This is, and she talks about in the article too, in the interview, how she doesn't even, she doesn't believe in traditional gender roles. So, but even then, not good enough as far as the far left radicals on the court are concerned, you know, in family court. As far as they're concerned, still not good enough. You're progressive, Democrat, everything else, feminist, not good enough. Your kid's still not safe because there's this one item on the progressive agenda that you do not go along with. The imagery that she, you know, mentions there of a lighthouse is quite powerful and is correct. If your child is lost in the fog of confusion, not sure which way is up, not able to discern east from west, not sure who they are, your job as a parent is to be a light and a voice of calm and clarity. It's not to abandon your child to the mist and say, hey, just wander around in whatever direction you want. You'll figure it out. Yeah, whatever. Just go, yeah, go that way. It's fine. But that's the strategy the court demands. Turn the light off. Leave your child to the dark. Or else we'll take her from you, they say. Now, sort of at the end of this story here, at least up until this point, most recent development, is Jeanette's daughter doesn't even identify as trans anymore. Okay, so when she originally came out as, quote, trans, and her mother said, I don't buy it, she was right. She doesn't identify as trans anymore. She identifies as non-binary and uses Z's pronouns. Which means that this is included too, by the way. We take your kids away. Affirm your daughter as a zer, whatever the hell that is, or we'll take her from you. Of course, if you're in this position as a parent and you say it and you ask the court, what even is a zer? Like, what does that mean? What are you telling me I have to do? They can't explain it. It's total nonsense. But what does it mean for the girl? It means that she's grappling around helplessly. She's totally lost and confused. She has no idea who she is. But that's exactly what the groomers want. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Pete after betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? The stress from excessive credit card debt can ruin your life. Collection calls, sleepless nights. If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLoo is here for you. DebtLoo uses secret programs that most credit card companies won't tell you about. They'll help you consolidate or settle your debts for a fraction of what you owe. With DebtLoo's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved. There's no risk. The more you owe, the more DebtLoo can save you. See how easy it is to get started with free information. Let DebtLoo show you how 10 minutes could save you thousands. Call now, 800-200-6895. That's 800-200-6895.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
This is from Mashable. It says, earlier this week, a Twitter user shared pictures of what she thought looked like cameras disguised as fire sprinklers scattered throughout her Airbnb in Philadelphia. This prompted other users to begin sharing their Airbnb horror stories on Twitter. While an investigation conducted by the Philadelphia police concluded that there were no hidden cameras in the Airbnb, the social media damage had already been done. And so that's why on Twitter there was a trending for a while, Airbnb. People were sharing their horror stories of being in Airbnbs. Some of the tweets, someone says, LOL, Airbnb hosts are like, I need you to take your shoes off in the house, take the garbage out, turn the music down. And if you want to live under this roof, you got to follow my rules. It's like you're living at your parents' house at 19 as a service. Someone else says, we just abandoned an Airbnb in New York City, claimed to have AC and a double bed, also had lovely stains on the sheets and couch. And there was apparently a turd that was, I don't know if this was Amber Heard's house that he was staying at? But there was fecal matter in the house, apparently. A lot of other horror stories like this. I'm just reading this to get to the point that I want to make, which is, why are you all staying at Airbnbs? There are limited circumstances where I can understand it. Like if you're going away on vacation, you want to find a home, like a lakefront home or something, and maybe you use Airbnb for that. If you need a long-term rental, you're staying somewhere for 3 months, maybe use Airbnb for that. But people use Airbnb when they're just visiting town for a few days. They use it when they're traveling. And that's what I don't get.
I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Are you tired of buying products from woke companies that hate your guts and your values? Well, now you don't have to.
Join the over 200,000 Americans who have made the switch to Jeremy's Razors. Get your razors, hair care, soap, and more at jeremysrazors.com today. Oh, and we sell he, him, and she, her chocolate bars as well. One of them has nuts.
You want to go stay in somebody's house? You want to stay in someone else's house and pay for it? Staying in other people's houses, that's the worst thing. I don't like staying in my own family's. If I'm visiting family, I prefer to stay in a hotel than stay in their house. Because it's uncomfortable. It's awkward. You know, nothing is set up the way that you would set it up. You're in someone else's house. It's their rules. It's their everything. They never have their kitchen set up the right way. Every time I'm in somebody else's kitchen, I'm just thinking to myself, why would you put the forks and knives here? Why would you put the cups there, not over there? It doesn't make any sense the way things are laid out. Makes no sense to me, especially when you consider there's a whole industry that had previously been set up for the purposes of providing accommodations to travelers. It's called the hotel industry. And hotels are great. I love hotels. I'm a hotel enthusiast. Some hotels aren't good, but you know if they're not going to be good based on the brand, based on the price. So you know what you're getting into ahead of time. And the hotels are specifically designed for the purpose of staying in for a few days when you're on the road. You know where everything's going to be. If you can't find it, you can call down. And there's a whole staff that's there, and their whole job is to just wait on you hand and foot. There's a bar. That someone will come and make your bed every morning if you want. They'll bring fresh towels. It's fantastic. The only reason it's staying in Airbnb is that it's cheaper, but it's actually not cheaper anymore. A lot of times it's more expensive. So stay in a hotel. This message brought to you by the hotel industry. Actually, I'm doing it for free because that's how generous I am.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Cher Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Running or not, operators are standing by to answer questions about making a tax-deductible vehicle donation. Find out how you can make a difference in the life of a United States veteran. Call 800-209-3485. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. That's 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Arts.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. This is from The Mirror. It says, Nikki and Graham Scott's gender reveal party started out like any other. The couple from Ontario, Canada, celebrated the momentous occasion as they revealed the gender of their baby to wider family. But their child wasn't a tiny tot yet to be born. The party was for their 8-year-old daughter after, quote-unquote, she told them she no longer wanted to live as a boy. Ella Scott, 8, first told her parents that she didn't feel like a boy inside when she was 6. And then they decided to throw this big public gender reveal party, gender reveal, announcing their child's quote-unquote new gender to the world. And this is what parents do, as we always talk about. It's virtue signaling. Okay, yes, they're using their kids as fashion accessories and pawns to signal their own virtue to the world. But also there's an actual strategy behind it, and what they're looking to do is lock, as much as they claim that they want their child to be able to explore freely and make all free decisions. No, what they're doing is they're locking their child down in that false identity by making it into a public spectacle. I mean, how else is the child supposed to interpret that? You've thrown a party, invited all family and friends, you've announced it you've gone to the media and told everybody about it. Now you put all this pressure on your child on purpose, saying, this is who you are now. And if you change your mind, that's going to be very embarrassing and disappointing for lots of people. So you can't change your mind. You're stuck with this. That's the strategy behind it. Now, I checked on YouTube to see if this interview was available there so I could play it rather than read it. And I didn't find it, but I did find something else that very much related to this. This is an apparently prominent YouTube family. It's got 1.7 million subscribers. I know I'm going to mispronounce the name. I don't know how I'm supposed to pronounce this. Saccone Jolies. I don't know. SACCONEJOLYS. That's the channel. And it's this family, apparently mother and father, and they've kind of like raised their kids on YouTube, and they've been exploiting their kids for, for YouTube fame for a long time. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, the reason that this popped up when I was looking for this other interview is that they unveiled their own trans 8-year-old. And I wanted to show you a little bit of this video. Watch this.
Hey guys, welcome to my video. Today I thought we would do something fun.
Don't mind the fact that Edie now looks fabulous, okay? Because in between making this video, we actually shot a TikTok where we straightened the hair. This is my first time ever straightening hair, by the way. Can we get some like applauses here? I did a pretty good job, right? Okay. You say yes, Father. That is the best hair straightening I've ever seen. She's also wearing lashes. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we thought we would make a video because so many people have been asking us to talk about all the other names that Edie did not use when she was changing her name to E-Delicious. She is officially E-Delicious, but shortened.
No.
It's just Edie. But we decided we'd make a video. Yeah. And I thought it would be better if Edie made the video. So in her own words, she's going to tell you guys, bring you on a journey. A journey.
Okay. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
So their son now, quote unquote, identifies as a girl with the name E-Delicious. And as you can see there in the video, this father, and I use that term only in the biological dictionary definition sense of the term and no others. This father is holding his son up in front of a camera, wearing makeup and false eyelashes, hair grown out, straightened the hair. So this father has dolled up his own son as a girl and is now just literally holding him up in front of the camera saying, look at this, look what I got. Here's the point to make about this. I've made many points about it in the past, but this is abuse, obviously, yes, but this is sexual abuse of a child. And I really think we need to start putting it that way and being specific in that way. Because when you just say, well, this is abusive towards a child, that should be enough for people, right? That should carry enough power. Because any kind of abuse is horrific when inflicted on a child. But I think it needs more specificity. We need to be more specific in the charge that we are making. So that this is in fact a form of sexual abuse of a child. And the parents that do this to their kids, that cross-dress their kids and give them these false sexual identities, especially dress up their sons in makeup and false eyelashes that would be inappropriate for a girl of that age. I mean, how weird would it be if that was an actual girl and the father was holding her up in front of camera? Look, I did her hair and I gave her false eyelashes. I mean, how weird would that be? Weird is an understatement. So this is the sexual abuse of a child. The people that do this are sexual abusers of their own kids. That's what we need to say, because it's true. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their book, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Blackbear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Blackbear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Blackbear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
For us to remove that keystone and scientifically prove their cornerstone invalid, then every single one of their arguments fall apart as a result. And at this point, I think you know where I'm heading with this episode, because luckily for us, science proves that being transgender is completely valid. So let's explain how we know this.
Now, one of the reasons that I'm responding to this video is that in these 5 minutes we're going to sort through, nearly every incoherent and fallacious and fraudulent aspect of gender ideology is put on display. We see it already in how Professor Pride has set all this up. In the world he presents, there are only two categories of people, even though he would say that he believes in a non-binary system. He actually believes in a binary system, but the two categories of people are those who agree with him on the topic of sex and transphobic people. That's it. Now, he's right, at least, that the opposing point of view does all come down to science. There are other elements to it also. Gender ideology is not just factually and scientifically wrong, but also morally abominable as well. But the moral problems all stem from the falsehood of the ideology. And so it does begin with the science. If you can disprove our scientific argument that men have penises and women have vaginas, then yes, you will have destroyed our whole position. You will have leveled our fortress with a barrage of facts and logic. We'll be exposed and utterly defenseless. So let's see if Professor Pride can do just that.
The most common argument that transphobic people will make is that you were assigned the gender at birth, which you were always meant to be.
Okay, it's a little bit of a stop and start here. We have to stop it already because Professor Pride packed more falsehoods into those 5 seconds than I thought was physically possible. He's sticking with calling us all transphobes, which is false, but I'm not going to point it out every time he does it because that's all I would be doing since it's all he does. And then he says that our most common argument is, quoting him, who allegedly is quoting us, you were assigned the gender at birth, which you were always meant to be. No part of that is true. That's not even remotely the argument we make. None of us are saying that. We do not believe that male and female are assigned at birth. No mere mortal assigns sex at all. And the assigning process, if you want to call it that, happens at conception, not birth. Also, notice how I'm using the word sex here, not gender. That's because I reject the category of gender altogether. Humans have a sex, male or female. Gender is a nonsensical, arbitrary category invented by pedophile sexologists in the 1960s. So if you want to engage with what you call the transphobic argument, you would need to begin by defending the invention of the gender category for human beings in the first place. Instead, Professor Pride just assumes that the pedophile sexologists were correct, takes it all for granted, and charges forward. This makes everything that comes after this point totally irrelevant, because you cannot assume that we have a shared fundamental premise here. We don't. It's the fundamental premise that we're fighting about. If you aren't going to defend that, and you're going to base your whole argument on a premise that you haven't attempted to defend, then you've already lost. But let's keep listening anyway.
As accredited psychiatrist Moret Altenay reports, we know that after a father's sperm cell fertilizes an egg in the mother's womb, that embryo starts to develop specialized genitalia, resembling male or female. Which genitalia it develops is determined by the father's sperm cell. But, quote, the brain and the body can go in different directions. Gender is not only in our genitalia, there is something in the brain that determines gender. So technically speaking, this argument saying you were born with the gender you were meant to be is correct, because your brain was born the way it is, and your brain doesn't switch out with someone else's. But gender is not determined by having a penis or a vagina downstairs. It's determined in your brain.
Now, notice what he's done here. It's the same thing the gender ideologues always do. Though these people claim that sex and gender are two different things, he conflates them whenever it suits his argument. Here he says that gender is determined by both your genitals and your brain. You'll note how he never says the word sex at all at any point in the argument he's presenting. But if gender, and by that he means sex even if he doesn't say it, is determined by both your genitals and your brain, then why would a man who is male in his genitals but female in his brain, allegedly, be a female? I mean, if you've proven anything there, and you haven't proven a damn thing, of course, at all, but even if you did, this is an argument, I suppose, for non-binary, for people who are in between or both or whatever. It's not an argument for women with penises. Of course, he's actually right that gender, read sex, is determined in your brain as well. I mean, your brain is part of the picture. That's because your brain is part of your body. And if you are a man, then your whole body is male, every part of it, every cell. A man with a male body automatically has a male brain because the brain is part of the body, and it makes no logical sense whatsoever to say that part of a man's body is actually a woman. To speak of a woman's brain in a man's body is exactly the same as speaking of a woman's arm on a man's body. Now, some men, especially liberal men, may have what appear to be women's arms, but in fact, if they're men, then their arms are men's arms, automatically, despite appearances. The same is true of brains. Indeed, the very definition of the term man's brain would have to be the brain which exists inside a man's head. That's the only thing a man's brain is. Now, Professor Pride's argument is logically invalid in about 75 different ways so far, as we've seen. But let's go for 76. Because here he's going to tell us about a scientific study which proved, he says, that transgenderism is valid. Now, he never bothers to explain what he means by valid, but, you know, we can only focus on so many fallacies at a time here, so let's listen.
In this study, the 2,600 participants were put in MRI machines to scan their brains and record brain activity. The researchers also had cisgender men and cisgender women go through the same test. And finally, researchers compared the scans. On the left side of your screen, you can see the brain activity of a cisgender male adult. On the right side of your screen, you can see the brain activity of a transgender male adult. But you'll notice, they look nearly identical. And that's something researchers found in every single case out of the 2,600 participants. Their study concluded that transgender males have brain activity almost identical with cisgender males and wildly different from the brain activity from cisgender females, even though they were assigned female at birth of their genitalia. They also determined that transgender females have brain activity almost identical with cisgender females and massively different from the brain activity from cisgender males, even though they were born male at birth with their genitals. In other words, the brain is 100% backing the hypothesis that your gender is identified in your brain, not your genitalia. And it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that being transgender is completely valid according to science.
Okay, where to begin? Let's try to break this down. He does go on to mention one other similar study that did the same sort of thing and had similar results, he claims, and that's it. Two studies comparing brain scans. These studies prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that transgenderism is valid, whatever that's supposed to mean, according to science. He also says that the brain scans were nearly identical between trans people and the sex they identify as, and that this, again, proves absolutely, without question, that he's right about everything. Though he does, at the end, say this. Listen.
The limitations of these studies are endless. As Dr. Altenay says, some of the brain scans show people are somewhere between, sharing characteristics of both male and female brain scans. And this scientifically proves that gender exists on a spectrum.
Wait, what? I thought you just said the studies prove your point beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now you're admitting the studies had endless limitations? And I thought you said the brain scans were identical. Now you say that some of the brain scans weren't identical but were somewhere in between? Which is it? Now don't answer that. I know the answer. The study said whatever you need them to have said in order to prove whatever point you're currently trying to make. This is how the gender ideologues approach literally everything, including life itself. The truth is, whatever they need it to be in any given moment, it's as simple as that. And what about these studies? He says they looked at brain activity. What sort of brain activity? Which activities? The human brain can do like 10,000 trillion calculations a second. The brain's doing a whole lot of activities all the time. Saying that the brain activity between two people is the same means almost nothing. Or else it means that the two people are, what, identical clones of each other created in a laboratory somewhere? No, what Professor Pride means is that if you take a scan which examines a small, limited subset of some brain activity, and you compare a, quote, trans woman to a, quote, cis woman, the scan will look similar sometimes, but not always. Okay, and? Notice how he put up on the screen an alleged example of a scan of a, quote, trans woman and a, quote, cis woman, and then gives his audience, few of whom are neurologists, presumably, about 12 seconds to analyze them and come to the conclusion that, eureka, they look kind of the same. Of course, nobody knows what they're looking at or what it means, and he also didn't let us see the control group. The scan from this trans woman, quote unquote, and this, quote, cis woman are similar, but what about a scan of a man who doesn't identify as a woman? How similar would that look? I'm betting it would be pretty close as well. Indeed, I'm betting that the MRI scans of nearly every human brain on Earth would look pretty similar to most people, especially if you don't know what you're looking at or how to read the scans. What does any of this prove? Well, nothing at all. The most it could possibly prove, and I'm skeptical it even proves this, is that some elements of the brain's activity in a man who desires to be a woman will mirror to a limited extent the activity of a woman who actually is a woman. Now, this, if true, is not surprising, and it in no way even begins to invalidate the claim that men are not women. At most, I mean at the absolute most, it would be a somewhat interesting insight into the powerful psychological placebo effect that occurs when a man who wants to be a woman is validated as a woman. It can't get within spitting distance of proving what Professor Pride wants it to prove. And I've said all this so far, and somehow I haven't even made the most important point, which is this. He says that a man's female identity is valid if the man's brain scan looks similar to a female's. But what if it doesn't? If a transgender went in for a brain scan and you found that his scan looks more like his biological sex, would you then tell him that he's not really a woman and his trans identity is invalid? No, you wouldn't. You certainly wouldn't. Because all of this is irrelevant to my argument and also to your own. So, in summary, your argument is false, self-contradictory, built on a false premise, misleading, cherry-picked, and totally irrelevant to the claim that you're actually trying to defend. Otherwise, great stuff. Also, Professor Pride, you're canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman is ruffling some feathers among the left with his unflinching support for Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
Fetterman drew the ire of the anti-war veterans group About Face this week when he refused to stand with demonstrators demanding a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. About Face posted a video that appeared to show the left-leaning Democrat walking past the protesters waving an Israeli flag. Fetterman earlier this week also posted a video showing the posters hung in his Senate office of innocent Israelis taken hostage by Hamas in their October 7th terrorist raid on Israel. Bob Agnew reporting.
Once again, House lawmakers are dealing with another looming potential government shutdown.
The deadline this time is Friday, November 17th, and a number of lawmakers say a protracted partisan battle would most assuredly lead to federal agencies shuttering their doors. House Speaker Mike Johnson's been in talks in the last several days with members of his slim 221 to 212 majority about a clean continuing resolution with no cuts that would carry into the new year. But some hardliners want staggered deadlines for different agencies, as well as spending cuts and tighter security at the southern border. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the FBI confiscated a few of his devices earlier this week as part of a federal investigation into whether Turkey illegally funneled money into Adams' 2021 mayoral campaign. Reports indicate that investigators went to the mayor after an event Monday night, asked for all the devices he had with him. That included an iPhone and an iPad. The mayor's office later turned over more devices, but most have been returned. Wintry weather off to a brutal start in Alaska. A major winter storm dropped around 17 inches of snow at the National Weather Service's Anchorage office by early Friday morning. Totals of 30 inches were reported elsewhere. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Harry, God has chosen you to have a son.
The greatest story ever told is now an epic Christmas musical for the whole family.
I own the mother found.
You are in danger, Mary.
Starring Fiona Paloma, Milo Manheim, Lecrae, Joel Smallbone, and Academy Award nominee Antonio Banderas.
This child, what is his name?
Jesus.
Journey to Bethlehem, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters everywhere now. Soundtrack also available. Get tickets now at JourneyToBethlehem.com.
French conservative leader Marine Le Pen is being criticized over her plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France.
Le Pen's critics say that her party has failed to shake off its anti-Semitic heritage, despite growing political legitimacy. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend the Sunday march. Le Pen says she and her National Rally Party also will be there in what some see as an attempt to leverage the Israel-Hamas war to make herself more palatable to mainstream voters. The government says Le Pen's party does not have a place of what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But a spokesman says that the march is public and that everyone is free, in his conscience, to participate or not. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Grand Central Terminal, New York City, closed earlier, shut down by anti-Israel protesters. There were arrests. News and analysis at townhall.com. Disputes continue to climb about potential safety risk and future costs tied to California reactors. John Scott has more.
The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant was scheduled to close by 2025, but the California legislature changed course in September 2022 and opened a path for the reactors to keep running. Just this week, operator Pacific Gas and Electric asked federal regulators to extend the plant's operation while supporters and critics clashed at a state hearing on Diablo Canyon's future. Questions range from financing to whether the power is even needed. John Scott reports.
The TUIs say they paid Michael Orr more than $138,000 of the proceeds from the book and film, The Blind Side. The former NFL player is claiming that Sean and Leanne Tui never paid him his share from the profits. The Oscar-winning movie detailed Orr's life story. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Poison Ivy League, as it's now known. Remarkable stuff. New York City student walkouts. Hundreds walk out of classrooms to protest Israel-Hamas war on the side of Hamas. NBC News New York is reporting. And this extraordinary story. I talked about this yesterday. Freelance photojournalists from the region, from Israel, from the Gaza. Turns out that the photojournalists hired by CNN and the New York Times, the Associated Press and the Reuters News Agency were in on the massacre on October 7th, and they went in. They were kind of embedded with the terrorist group. You know how in the past the United States, we invented embedding journalists with the U.S. military for military actions. It's about accountability here. In Gaza, it's about glorifying the massacre. And it turns out these guys, you see the picture of one of the photographers making out with one of the Hamas leaders. Not making out in the old-fashioned way, but just a grab the head and big smooch on the keech, on the cheek, loving one another. And these photojournalists in the employ of the New York Times, Reuters, the Associated Press, and CNN, they were embedded for the massacre. And they still haven't made public a lot of their photos and videos because, they're really in the employ of Hamas and CNN and the New York Times and the Associated Press and the Reuters News Agency. But pay no attention to that. Well, in Israel now, the government is saying that those journalists are on their hit list. And that means on their list to be killed because they said they're going to seek out and kill every Hamas ghoul involved in the October 7th attack. And yesterday they pretty much announced, and we include those photojournalists on our list of people to be killed. And so that's going to really upset the people at CNN. It's kind of funny. They're on Columbus Circle in New York. They want to tear down that statue of Columbus, too, because all of civilization is under attack. And the left and the jihad have joined hands. They're walking hand in hand, kissing. They have flowers in the other hand, and they're skipping through the high grass, and they're very happy. They're on a date. Amazing stuff. Yeah. Journalists occupy New York Times building in protest of new newspaper's Gaza coverage. There is blood on the hands of the editorial board, they say, because they're not pro-Hamas enough. The world has gone mad. You may have noticed this. And I was texting with a friend today, and he's like, how do you not lose your mind? How do you do this every day? And I said, I try to put it in context, and and in historical context. But this time we're in now certainly needs a lot of historical context because, you know, The Detroit police have still not named the person that they arrested in the murder of a Jewish community leader in Detroit, synagogue leader Samantha Wall, who was stabbed to death at her home. And they've arrested a suspect, but they're not going to tell us who it is because it's their little secret. They're not going to tell us. Why are you not going to tell us? Well, it might fan the flames of Islamophobia. And the police chief is saying, you know, that's an irrational fear of Islam. And police there saying, well, we're not going to say whether it has anything to do with her being Jewish or the political situation today because it's our secret and we're not going to tell you. So also a story in the New York Times today. They're very excited. Germany remembers Kristallnacht at a fraught moment. The New York Times headline. And in Germany, they're remembering Kristallnacht, but not like they're remembering it here, because it's really that's a reanimation, a recreation. They're breathing life back into the Kristallnacht of old. And not a coincidence, but kind of fun, the Fox News people, Jewish Americans turning to firearms to protect themselves, their families, as anti-Semitism surges. What? What's this? Uh-oh. Jews with guns? That ought to put the fear of God into the jihadis. But the jihadis are loose. We got all this going on here. You see, there is a radical left Democrat mayor in Oregon that has a daughter that goes to school at USC, the University of Spoiled Children. And the daughter, Angela Burney, is the mayor, and her daughter was caught on video tearing down all the pinned up, you know, one-page posters of the hostages in Israel. And she's caught tearing them down in her gym shorts and gym shirt, and looks like she might be a softball player. And she's tearing them down, caught tearing them down. She's a PhD candidate, a PhD student at the University of Spoiled Children. But, you know, her radical left-wing Oregon mayor mommy is fine with this, I think. I think she's fine. And madness everywhere. And these journalists that are now on Israel's hit list, which is not a list I'd want to be on, I've got to say. Amazing stuff. And Joe Biden is in big trouble, according to the polls. But he doesn't believe the polls. He believes other polls that say that he's doing fine. And Peter Ducey, Fox News, had a chance to ask Joe Biden yesterday about the polls. And he said, you're reading the wrong polls. You mean the New York Times poll and the CNN poll? Are those the wrong polls? Because this is not the kind of poll that the Biden family normally likes. That's a stripper poll reference, Hunter Biden, but never mind that. So CNN poll, majorities say, that's a majority of us American people say, no chance that they would vote for Joe Biden in 2024. Joe Biden might have an accident real soon because the Democrat Party really likes power, and it looks like he could be a threat to their power. Remarkable stuff. Also in Michigan, that's one of our 50 states, Michigan Township, they've got this the Green Township, I think it's called. The Republican board there invited a Chinese communist company to come in and build a giant factory that will build batteries with toxic elements that they steal from Africa and Asia. You know, the Chinese communists do. And they're going to put this factory in. Well, the entire, local government was thrown out in a recall election and new people are in. They're going to put the kibosh on this China electric vehicle battery plant, because the people and the Republicans have, they're the people that said, oh, we'll invite the, cause it'll be jobs and great economic, news for our community. And, they all got thrown out of office, which is great. And they're all Republicans and they've all been thrown out of office. And that's great because they were in the midst of doing something terrible and they've been replaced and the townspeople are rejoiceful, which is nice. Also, today is the 248th birthday of the United States Marine Corps, which is a wonderful thing, the greatest fighting force that God ever created, and just wonderful, the birthday. I I celebrated my first Marine Corps birthday in 1990 with, I believe, the 1st Marine Division in the deserts of Saudi Arabia near Kafji. And it was up close to the border with Kuwait. And it was great. And they had a flat, like a sheet cake. No, a sheet cake. And on a stretcher. And brought it out in, you know, Marine Corps hymn and all that great stuff. And but today is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps, 248 years, founded in a tavern, which is a wonderful thing. And the great United States Marine Corps, happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, and we're not done with that yet. Also, speaking of Democrats, though, a Georgia man has been arrested after he threatened to murder Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he's under arrest. And he wanted to do terrible things and to shoot her with a rifle and murder her. And he called, and he's failed the IQ test, that's for sure. And it's the second Georgia member of Congress that has been threatened with death, I think, this month, right? This month. But the lunatic threatening to murder Marjorie Taylor Greene under arrest, he doesn't like her because he's a Democrat, and the Democrat Party inspires a lot of hatred and violence. Violence and hatred. But I saw the FBI is really worried about white supremacy or something like that. And can anybody point to a white supremacist crime, a murder, a threat, or anything like that? Because I'm still, Charlottesville, what year was that? What decade was that? Because that was a terrible thing. A mentally ill young man crashed his car into a crowd. But he wasn't inspired by the Republican Party. So we got that Georgia man arrested, accused of threatening to kill Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he's not alone, because the Democrats, you know, they there's a lot of crazy out there. And she's the second Republican member of Congress from Georgia this week who had to shut down their district office after threats of violence. But you're not going to see that on CNN or in the Washington Post. You're not going to hear it from our FBI director, Christopher Wray. Joe Biden's not going to be asked about it. Cringe Jean-Pierre is not going to be asked about it because they're not asked about such things. Speaking of, you know, people who need people, New York man who saved woman from subway mugging by scaring off would-be robber with warning shots has been arrested in New York. A woman is being mugged by a giant, crazy, mentally disturbed homeless man. And another man, a normal man, was there. And he saw what was happening, and he fired his pistol, scaring off the would-be robber, saving the woman from the crime. This is in Queens, New York, where if you're looking for a queen, that's where you go to look for your queen, right? Oh, like in Coming to America. And so he fired. He had a handgun, and he's been arrested. Say he opened fire on a subway platform Tuesday night that scared off a would-be mugger who himself is facing attempted robbery charges. But let's not forget who the bad guy is here. The bad guy is the guy that stopped the robbery. He's the villain in Democrat land, because in Democrat land, everything is different and nothing makes sense. So we got that one for you. And have you heard about the 25-year-old guy from Wichita, Kansas, who went to Africa and dug 100 wells giving fresh water to about 500,000 people, saving the lives of children? What about the children? We only care about the children in Gaza, because they'll grow up to be murderers. And it turns out that the 25-year-old from Wichita, Kansas, digging 100 wells, that's racist. And he's the villain of the story, because you know why, Michael? Because Democrats. That's why. We are at 888-630-9625. We got a lot more. There's a war in Gaza, and there's a war here in the United States because the Democrats, and they're threatening to kill all kinds of people, and the Democrats are unhappy with Joe Biden because they think he might not win. President Trump did an interview with Univision, or Univision if you prefer. We've got lots and lots of news for you today. And we also like talking to you. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can say. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
I'm Georgios. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started to thin. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a great choice. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand. Keep growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power now ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. During our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Ah, yes. It's a mad, 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 mad world, isn't it? It's important to know who the crazy people are, though, and the left, well, we'll get into that. It is a time for choosing. And I see a lot of people making the wrong choice. For a variety of reasons, indoctrination, brainwashing, low IQ, living is easy with eyes closed, misunderstanding all you see, to quote the Beatles. Let's take a phone call, and we have a lot of audio. Also, I have this great writer with a British person, but he's a great writer. Anyway, with The Spectator, and he had a bit of the Spectator in England magazine. Thoughtful conservative publication, and posted a little video on how things are going in Great Britain. And I think it may raise an eyebrow with you because it's not just happening here. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Bob, listening on the WMAL app, calling from just south of Chicago, Illinois. Bob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. How are you today?
Very well, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, it's really great to hear you again. You're my favorite guy. In fact, I went and saw you when you were in Tinley Park. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I'm the guy that you signed my T-shirt for me.
I do remember that. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes. with a Sharpie. You know, it was a Sharpie.
Yes, a Sharpie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. No, anyway, Chris, I wanted to, I just heard you talking earlier here about this Chinese, factory plant that was trying to go in somewhere.
Yeah, Michigan.
And, in Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I just found out here about a week ago that, cause I live south of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And, the town north of me in Manteno, it's a small town, an abandoned Kmart warehouse, which is over 1.5 million square foot. They're putting in one of those right there.
A Chinese EV battery plant. Well, Bob, hang in there because I'm going to tell you about the situation in Michigan coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Black Bear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
They were ousted because they backed this Chinese company, Goshen, and their new $2.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant, which they were going to build in Michigan right there in the town. It's gigantic. They have these drawings, and so the size of a town, the factory. So the entire local government of a small Michigan township was voted out this week in a recall election over concerns about a Chinese-affiliated company's plans to build an electric vehicle battery plant nearby. You know, their environmental standards for Chinese manufacturers, very, very low, not exactly environmentally friendly. And everything you use in an EV battery, electric vehicle battery, is toxic. There are a whole lot of toxic elements that go into your electric batteries. You know, if you drive a Tesla and you're broadsided at an intersection, and I hope you're not, and the battery cracks, the fire department immediately puts on gas masks and hazmat suits, and they call in the hazmat crew because the batteries are so toxic. By the way, solar panels are filled with more than 50 different toxins as well. But pay no attention to that because it's green, you know. Kill a whale for clean energy. How many dead whales on the East Coast now? Okay, I lost track at about, what was it, 55 dead whales washed up on shore where they're putting the windmills in and pile driving the stands into the ocean floor for their windmills. And they've killed more whales than Japan. But pay no attention to that. So in a special election on Tuesday, Green Charter Townships, five council board members, who were all Republicans, were voted out in favor of candidates who ran without any party affiliation. The community of just 3,219 residents leans Republican and surrounded a county that voted in favor of Donald Trump in 2020 and the presidential election by a margin of 22 percentage points. The petition that launched the recall election accused the town officials of ignoring voter concerns over the China-linked company, Goshen, and their plan to open a $2.3 billion electric vehicle plant there, which is expected to create 2,350 jobs. See, that's why the Republicans voted for it, apparently. Although it is backed by Volkswagen with operations in Germany, Goshen's parent company is based in China. And they've been accused of having links to the country's Communist Party. I saw an interview with one of the town leaders today saying it's not like they're linked to the town party. The bosses are Chinese Communist Party officials, and they're having none of it. So even though the people that voted for it originally were Republicans, boom, they've all been kicked out. So on Wednesday, News Nation Enten reported live from the town's empty government building after the incumbents hastily packed up their belongings. Get out and don't come back. So this is something Americans all across the country almost fantasize about booting out their local government if they don't like them and if they're not getting the job done, said host, he said, to host Elizabeth Vargas. She's going to be one of the people from News Nation hosting the next Republican debate, the former ABC woman. So, and it is true, something that Americans dream about across the country is kicking out your whole city council or county council in one day in a swift recall election. That's great. China is the leader in the global supply chain for advanced batteries and other green technology. They're so green that they're ripping up islands in Asia and using forced child labor to dig up all of the toxic elements that they need to be green. This green thing is more complicated than we had originally thought, I think. You know, the greenies in Europe are often called watermelons because they're green on the outside, but they're red on the inside. So they call them watermelons. So this is a great story, actually. And I'm sorry about the jobs and the economic boost, but you don't want the commie Chinese moving in on you. Building this plant is like the size of South Bend, Indiana, and takes up hundreds of acres. And the jobs, don't saddle up with the commies, because in the end, you'll get the commie treatment, and they're not the good guys. Goshen's plans for the Michigan plant, the Chinese company's plans for the Michigan plant, and another in Illinois, see, that's probably the one that Bob was talking about, have drawn scrutiny from congressional Republicans, but not Democrats who are in bed with the communists, who urged the Treasury Department to conduct a security review over Goshen's purported ties to China's Communist Party. So this is, you know, this is good news. Take your Chinese communist electric vehicle toxic battery plant out of here and, you know, use your slave labor in China to build them like you're doing now. We don't want the jobs from the communist Chinese. We don't. Goshen did not respond to a request for comment from the Daily Mail, but told News Nation, "We are a multinational company and don't believe in political posturing until we roll right over you, and are still committed to bringing thousands of jobs to the state of Michigan." Din 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 din. Boosh. See? Were you waiting for the gong at the end? Michael Piercy was making body movements because he's waiting for the gong, at the end. Don't trust the commies, because the commies will destroy everything, steal everything from you, and then probably kill you. Now, there it is. And the plant is just it. City blocks and city blocks and city blocks, and it's all toxic stuff. And, you know, you get into bed with commies and, you know, you get up with fleas and worse than that. Flea bitten. So, so you got that. That's a good story. And Bob called in another one in Illinois. Don't get into bed with the commies. Don't get into bed with the commies. Don't get into bed with the commies. Just saying. We have lots of audio for you today, as well as you might expect. Not only is today the birthday of the United States Marine Corps, but tomorrow is Veterans Day. You know, it's 11-11, the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour. The armistice that ended World War One, a war in which my grandfather fought, U.S. Army Sergeant, Purple Heart, other decorations. After my father died, a World War II veteran, we moved in with my grandfather and grandmother, my mother's parents. And he was very proud World War I veteran, American veteran, a great American patriot, a conservative, great American, a mentor to Mr. Paul Weyrich, the late, great Mr. Paul Weyrich, one of the founders of the Heritage Foundation. But never mind that. Enough about me. Yeah, we've got Joe Biden for you saying stupid stuff, and we got all kinds of wild stuff for you. That's for sure. And I haven't even talked about Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia. Did you see him on the television yesterday? He's had a complete makeover. I think he's got a stylist. He's got new hair. He might have had, some Botox. Do you notice that? Did you look at him? He looked, Joe Manchin is kind of a rough and tumble guy, And yesterday it looked like he was doing advertisements for a hair conditioner. But he's announced that he's not running for re-election, in large part because the Republican governor there, very, very wealthy man, Governor Justice, has announced he's running for the Senate seat that Joe Manchin occupies. So he's announced, and he's, Joe Manchin is doing poorly in the polls, and it looks like Governor Justice is doing very well, the Republican in the polls. He wants to take over that West Virginia Senate seat, and so Joe Manchin announced that he's out. He's out. He's not running for re-election. And then, very quickly, posted a video. We probably have some Joe Manchin, don't we? Well, since I'm talking about it now, why don't we go to Joe Manchin, because he's not the worst Democrat on Capitol Hill, but Joe Manchin announcing that he's not seeking re-election, but now he's going on a tour of the country. Did he buy a Winnebago? He's going on a tour of the country, and he's joining this, what are they called? I can't make up my mind movement. And they're talking about putting together a presidential ticket of Mitt Romney, and Joe Manchin to run under this no labels brand for the presidency and the vice presidency of the United States. And this is going to be really bad news for the Democrats, which means they're both in danger, because no Trump supporter is going to say, hey, wait a minute. Now my alternative is Joe Biden or Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin. Gosh, what am I going to do now? No Trump voter is going to switch over to Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin. So that's not going to happen. But a lot of would-be Biden voters might very well switch over to a Romney, mostly Democrat most of the time, Joe Manchin ticket. The bad news for the Democrats, I don't think it's bad news for President Trump or for the Republicans. I really don't. Joe Manchin posted a video yesterday after his complete fashion makeover.
I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election
to
the United States Senate.
Holy cow.
But what I will be doing
what?
Is traveling the country
okay. And
speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle.
Mobilize the middle. Look, we also have RFK Jr., we've got who's running as an independent, apparently. And we've got a couple of other. We got the Green Party. What's that radical's name? She's nuts.
Cornel West.
Well, Cornel West is running. He's
Dan
a
Williamson?
Radical leftist,
Jill
too.
Stein.
Jill Stein, right? So you got the left is breaking up all over the place. And this Romney Mansion, if it actually does become a ticket that gets on ballots. Bad news for the Democrat Party and Joe Biden, if he is indeed the nominee next year. Not bad news for Donald Trump, assuming he will be the nominee next year as well. But you've got the RFK Jr., and you've got Jill Stein, and you've got the Green Party. You've got all these factions in the Democrat Party. And again, the CNN poll, this is really bad news for the Democrats. The Washington Post doesn't have this story, but Breitbart does. CNN poll, majority say no chance they would vote for Joe Biden in 2024. Joe Biden is losing ground with the African-American vote. It's about time. You know, they're the party of slavery, the Confederacy, Jim Crow, and the Klan, but never mind that. What else? Losing ground with Hispanic voters, Latino voters. So all of this is bad news for the Democrats, and I don't really see any of this as being bad news for Republicans and for President Trump's candidacy at all. A majority of voters say there is no chance they would vote for President Joe Biden in 2024, a recent CNN poll found. Increasing fear, they love the word fear, they love fear, among Democrats that swing voters, hey, swing voters. Everybody puts their car keys in a fishbowl, and then when they go home, hey, which swing voter are you going home with? Swing voters ignore the president's talking points. 51% say there's no chance of voting for Joe Biden. 45% said that they were a Biden voter, and still they don't want to vote for him. Only 4% of voters in the CNN poll labeled themselves as potential Biden voters. That's pretty tough. 48% said there was no chance they'd vote for Trump. That's where Mitzer and Joe Manchin come in. It's anarchy, it's chaos. It brings us much closer to the European model, with a bunch of parties running in different directions, which the left loves because they're the party of chaos, anarchy, and Kristallnacht.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power now ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. During our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13. Engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Two questions. Do you have a small business? Great. And do you have 5 minutes? Even better. You've got everything you need to start an application for quick, hassle-free financing from Capitus. We've helped more than 50,000 small businesses just like yours get competitive financing and the working capital they need in as little as one day. So, don't wait. Skip the red tape and get a decision today. Apply at Capitus.com. That's Capitus.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
When veterans return to civilian life, they deserve your recognition and support. You can help put vets to work by donating your car, truck, or van to Patriotic Hearts. Your donation will directly support programs to help vets find jobs or even start their own business. Donate today for fast, free pickup of your vehicle, running or not. Call 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485. 800-209-3485.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLu is here for you. With DebtLu's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLu are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
If you've been injured in an accident and need cash now before your case settles, Oasis Financial can help. Last month, Oasis helped over 3,000 people. Why not you? If you have an attorney, call Oasis Financial today at 877-266-9107. It takes just 3 minutes to apply, and once you're approved, get $500 to $100,000 of your settlement in as little as 24 hours with no risk to you. That's right. Get $500 to $100,000 within 1 day. If you lose your case, you don't have to pay Oasis back, ever. So call Oasis today to see if you qualify at 877-266-9107. That's 877-266-9107.
Better days start today. Get the cash you need with Oasis.
Call Oasis today at 877-266-9107. Oasis is currently not providing legal funding in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, or West Virginia.
Yeah, Joe Biden's poll numbers are terrible. Even Van Jones, who used to self-describe as a communist, I don't think anybody's asked him lately. Even he is in a panic about Joe Biden and the Democrats, and he's a radical and extremist and in the mainstream of the Democratic Party. Let's go to the telephones. Today is the Marine Corps birthday. Tomorrow, Veterans Day, 11-11. Plan accordingly. Let's go to James, calling from Gainesville, Virginia. James, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mr. Plant.
James.
What an honor it is to speak to you this morning. Hey, you'll forgive me. I'm a little bit shaky, so I have to rely on my notes right here, if you just bear with me.
Sure.
At 62, I just finished jump school in preparation to jump in the 80th anniversary, Normandy. I'm all beat up. I just got out of the hospital imagery. And I'm going to jump to honor folks like Lieutenant Ortega. Did I say that correctly? Your dad?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
My dad who was World War II, Korea, Vietnam.
Wow.
And, it's such an honor to speak to you. I'm so humbled right now. I don't even know what to say.
Well, you're going to jump out of a plane. You're going to jump out of a plane tomorrow?
No, I am jumping in preparation. I just finished jump school to qualify to jump into Normandy with the Round Canopy Parachute Team on D-Day, the 80th anniversary.
Wow.
And, if I can, I'm a member of the Round Canopy Parachute Team now. And our OIC is Colonel Bill Markham out of Palatka, Florida. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I'm just grateful for this opportunity to say this to you. And I think enough said.
Well, I think that is really cool, James, that at the age of 62 and your father, World War II, Korea and Vietnam, is your father in Arlington National Cemetery? Maybe he's still with us. Is he still with us?
No, he's not. He passed. And if I can give you this last note, I did not know that my father was interned in a Japanese prison camp until I brought my wife to meet my mother after the passing of my dad.
Wow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.